Watson Hall presents. Wartstock 2026. Hepatic Portal. With Roger B.W. as the Game Master.
Alberta.
John, what are you looking
at? Benjamin Howarth.
Can't remember what you called me.
Alberta Cook, we've got down there.
Yeah, but you didn't call me that.
What?
No.
Shim.
Bert.
I am. Bert. I've got two names depending which character I play.
Which one are you playing?
I haven't decided yet. I'm going to check with everyone else first.
Right, so I need to write other people down.
Sorry.
Jane.
Jane.
I'm a journalist.
Jane the journalist.
Last name?
And Nick, you are...
Morgan.
Jane Morgan.
I am a Rogerness. And my character is called...
Oh, yeah. I've only written Professor Zane. Everyone else, I've got the full name, rank, everything. But you clearly couldn't deal with the name.
Yeah. My idea is he's from a Victorian family where they called them, like, patients or...
What's Felicity
or something, but they didn't really know what...
Zane.
I'm
either...
Oh, I see.
Like, Endeavour or, you know, that kind of style of name.
Yes, okay. I'm not sure which.
Have you considered
so it's actually been
somebody with a seriously split personality where you flip a coin to decide who you are at every decision point?
Ooh, interesting.
Absolutely.
I am Captain Michael Newman.
Yes, exactly.
I am Huzzah!
Huzzah!
Sorry.
Okay.
I've got an IQ of 8.
Yeah. John, what was your character?
Not an IQ.
Benjamin Howarth.
Were you a priest?
No, I'm basically idle, land of gentry.
Roger's character was a priest.
Yeah, I have played the priest in Shim's previous adventures.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Shim, what's your character name?
Do I want to be an artist or a book dealer?
Book dealer.
Book
artist.
Dealer, okay, I am Clayton Wentworth. That's your fault.
See, I'd suggest the artist because
he's
so clumsy.
Yeah.
Clayton Wentworth. Okay.
What's his dexterity?
Clayton Wentworth.
Four.
Barely mobile.
I mean, that's polio levels of dexterity.
Yep.
Clayton Wentworth the what?
I'm sickly and barely mobile. That's my full name.
The book dealer.
No, Clayton Wentworth. No, as in, it must, Clayton Wentworth.
You've
got to be the second, the third, the fourth.
He's not American.
No. Clayton Wentworth the fourth.
The 12th of his name. Why?
I did see a story a few years back, but... basically comparing name 2 or the second versus name junior, and the ones called the second did significantly better in basically everything.
Henry Jones.
I'm extremely strong despite this.
That's moving all those books around.
Oh, this
exactly.
Is right. I thought it was the sculptor who was incredibly strong and not very dexterous.
Just change the skills
I
and
see.
The name.
Right.
Oh, they've got the same stats.
Oh, in that
anyway.
Case, in that case, fine.
All the same. Only the names have changed.
The first one I the first one I rolled had 11s, just for everything.
You thought that's boring.
Thought, that's extremely dull. So yeah.
So Nick, tell me about where. How does a Reverend Zane live when he is in London? Does he have a townhouse? Does he have a flat?
Anonymously, I think is the answer.
assuming he's not found a complacent host for him,
well,
he's living on his own.
Okay, so yes, most of the time he will be attempting to sponge up other people. He has quite a modest...
Well, do you think he might be sponging off one of the other PCs?
If possible, yeah.
Keeps skipping on my... keeps skipping
yeah.
on my sofa. Well, actually, my spare room.
It saves the rent.
And, now we're married. I mean, you know, I mean...
Are we married?
No, you're not married. Okay. I'm married.
Well, you should have told him. I mean, if it's going to affect him that much.
You know,
it's
the
mem
sarb is... you know, she's quite keen on... and pushing out a few sprogs and you know and.
Why doesn't she push
you? Well, you don't. I can help around the house, can't I, Captain? So
well,
trouble.
Yes, not in that way.
Rearranging the bookshelves to make your volumes more prominent.
Yes,
kind
I
of
do
thing.
Tend to drop lift a lot and put my books on people's shelves to make sure.
At some point, you're going to realise you don't get royalties for those.
No, but it gets my name out.
So, okay, do you actually have an address in London?
I do have an address for my royalty checks to arrive.
And what sort of place is that?
That's
lost
actually
property at King's Cross?
A surprisingly shabby little flat in Soho.
Okay.
Not a post box.
It's not a post, but he has got a flat. He's inherited it.
It is interesting you use the word surprisingly, though.
Well, because I'm quite refined, you would expect me to have, which is why I don't take people back to my flat very often. I usually.
This is probably nicer.
Yes, exactly. Well, I mean, the kind of target audience is rich spinsters, so I usually stay at their house.
So, it's a June morning in 1868. It gets light quite early, but it's probably about 8 o'clock when there is a knock on the captain's door. You probably have a servant, I would assume.
Well, it's one of the ex members of the well.
So your old Batman? Or
yeah. Well, Jones? I mean, not the last one, not the one before him, but the one before him. This one is only got a bad leg from the incident.
He was shot by the captain.
He was shot near the captain, and the captain actually did save his life.
So he comes into you as you're preparing for the day, and both the Russ are here.
I look at my wife. What have you done now?
They're looking for. Looking for the prof.
Oh!
Roger? Asked if you know him.
Should I make a listen roll to be going
I
out
will,
the window at the back
no,
of the
I'll,
house?
I'll,
yeah, go for awareness. Yeah.
Awareness, alright.
I'll go chat with the chaps.
Alertness?
Yes, that's what.
08, yes.
Yep. Yes, you can hear this.
I'll have a chat. Do I know them? Are they ones who have been around? Are they ones who basically I might have encountered?
You have not met these particular people before. One of them is clearly a constable in uniform. The other is wearing a reasonably nice but clearly cheap suit. Captain Newman.
That's my old chap.
Inspector Pickrell.
Oh. Pleased to meet you. Do come in.
Gather, you're an acquaintance of Professor Zane.
Oh, yes. He's rather strangely, he's a friend.
Well, this may be a slightly awkward situation. Could you perhaps come and identify a body?
Oh, is this him? you think? So you think that it could be?
Well,
Professor,
it does appear to be possibly the case. So he's certainly had his visiting cards.
Okay, just a moment. Roger Nurse, are you dead?
I'm just checking something in the bathroom, Captain. The window's open.
Oh no, no, they're not after you this time.
Okay. I'll pop out.
Yeah.
Hello? Oh, are you after an interview?
He has gone a bit pale.
Well, it's when you meet a celebrity, I do understand.
Professor Zane?
You're a fan, I take it. I've got a few of my books around.
Do you have a twin?
No.
Oh, God, please say no.
It's all right, he's suspected dead, so...
There's only one of them.
Perhaps we can sit down and discuss this.
By all means, if you'd like to come into the parlour.
What is this about, officer?
Chibbers, can you get some? Can you get a brew on, lad?
Right, you are, boss.
Special for me, Chibbers.
Special brew.
So, yes, well, approximately 3 o'clock this morning, a party crossing London Bridge observed something floating down the Thames. They alerted the river police. And we hauled it out, and it appears to be your body, sir.
My body?
Well, it suddenly looks like you. It had your visiting cards on,
I'll check my personal equipment.
You have your visiting cards. And
there must be some mistake, officer, because these are my visiting cards, and this is my body.
Indeed. So, well, there's something to be.
Well, I imagine one of your chappies has made a bit of an administrative cock-up. If I'm allowed to say that in Victorian times.
Absolutely, ladies present.
Oh, yeah, okay, good. Yeah. You bollocksed it up.
I've seen the body, sir. The resemblance is uncanny, to say the least.
Fascinating.
There is another knock on the door, and she was going to open it. Another policeman, sir.
Oh, come in, come join the fray.
I have a sneaking suspicion what he's going to say.
Yeah. he goes to the inspector and mutters to him, and if you want to make an alertness, either of you. Yeah,
03. 41
under 43.
It's a shame that this isn't a system in which particularly low rolls are particularly good. Yeah.
But I have passed.
But you both pick up the phrase on the square.
On the square, as in Freemasonry talk.
Yes.
Gosh.
And the inspector listens. It appears that the investigation has been cancelled. I can see you are on the hob, so there's clearly no crime to investigate here. I imagine that leaves me with nothing to do for the rest of the day. So I'll be in the Goat and Compasses of Whitehall. You do not need to make a roll. He's okay. Very pissed off.
Okay, yeah. Yes. And is happy to talk.
And would like to possibly have a little... extend the conversation of how annoyed he is.
So he takes his leave.
Yeah.
And the policeman also go.
I say, this could be a case to rival the Honiton Howler, which I'm working on at the minute.
Oh, please don't. Or if you are, please keep my name out of it.
Okay.
Not after last time.
A dead body that looked like me, that they've now cancelled.
You've been cancelled.
Like a dream come true.
I seem to be more important than even I thought.
Possibly.
Seems unlikely, but possibly.
What establishment did the inspector say?
Oh, I know the place. The Coach and Horses.
Yes, that one. I do believe they've got rather a nice mild there. I mean, it would be rude of us to let the inspector sit and drink on his own.
Well, if you're buying, Captain, perhaps we should gather some of our friends to come on.
Well, I mean, we can... Chivers, can you... I was going to say pop, but pop is not really the right word with your leg. Could you...
Well, it does pop when he walks.
Yeah, could you just go over to the telegraph office and could you just ask, well, the usual gang, basically, just say if they fancy turning up to the name of the pub and...
mention that I've been found dead.
You could just prank everybody by saying, good news, police have Zane's body. Would you like to see it?
Yeah.
Bad news. Then we'll just all turn up and, you know, to identify the body. And then he'll jump at him.
Now, if you've been on our TV the adventures, you would understand their attitude. Their purposes.
Yeah.
Undeserved.
I mean, Captain.
That's fine.
Well, I guess you would have been helpful to our occult investigations, being an investigative type.
Or you could be at the pub for a different reason. There might be a sort of an unrelated case that you end up earwigging over.
A woman in a pub on her own. There's only one sort of woman who does that, and you don't want to be that sort of woman.
Well, it could be in the lounge.
Mm.
I mean, I assume if nothing else, I remember the end of our last adventure in which you had stolen quite a large number of valuable books.
Yes, yes.
Well, stolen is a very strong word.
I don't think they were stolen.
They were misplaced.
They were misplaced and then sold.
I found them in my luggage. I couldn't remember where I got them. I made every effort to return them to the original owner. Find them, so sold them to you.
I mean, the original owner is dead, so, I mean, there is that.
Well, exactly. Well, I wouldn't know that.
Much more so. Several hundred years ago, so...
Yeah, that's a good point.
I could even perhaps be visiting Benjamin for some reason. If you want to, I don't know, bring you some books.
Don't implicate me in the possible murder and then acquisition of...
Yeah, latest editions of the, you know, military whatever that you have to have as a gentleman.
Oh, no,
you
I don't could deal with be,
I could have imported captain. Some books for you.
Mm-hmm. You could have been a fence for
no, I'm sure I'm not. Why we find out about this?
Well, I mean, obviously. Sorry.
I assume we have some kind of established connection.
But let's not overthink it. Just end up in the pub.
We end up in the pub.
Yes. So we'll have. Yeah. So Jane's coming along too.
Yeah.
All right, we shall head to the Trowel and Anchor.
Goat and Compass.
Goat and Compass.
The Goat and
Compass is a very traditional English pub name, which I'm frankly shocked that you do not have internalised.
Goat
use of today, I don't know.
Maybe in London.
Oh. Well, I'm London pubs. My name's like Elephant and Castle, and that's a location.
That is strange.
That's because of the Infanta.
I don't know how old they were.
Castile.
Let's go to the pub.
Yeah,
I've heard that. So, there is one fuming policeman, and oddly enough, nobody else is sitting in the lounge bar.
I hope it's got a big table.
Yeah.
Hello, what's your name, Captain?
Fancy bumping into you here, Inspector.
Indeed.
These are a few of my companions.
What are you drinking?
It might take us a while to get there.
Clayton Wentworth.
Stout.
Oh, okay. I mean, the mild's slightly better here, but I'll join you.
It's not black enough to suit my mood, sir.
Gosh. If you're buying, Captain, I'd be very happy with a couple of miles.
Well, it'll either be me, as always, it'll either be me or Benj. So. You just slip me the muddy every so often.
I'll wander over to the table and put my Mai Tai down on.
But you've not
good
got
it
right, Dale Boy.
He doesn't know how to tie the knots.
I suspect the closest they come to cocktail is a mild and bitter.
Yeah, I'm certainly not going to be asking Clayton to tie the knot.
I'd
recommend it, Alberto. I must stop calling you Bertie. Don't call the Bertie.
Now, Inspector, these are my friends, Clayton. He's in books.
Not as many as you, Professor.
But, well, I was there, yeah.
That's self-publishing for you, isn't it?
I do not self-publish.
Everybody bloody self-publishes. They haven't even invented the novel in 1868, was it?
I invented the novel years ago.
Everything was by subscription.
That was the
No, that's what I called it, the novel. It was so new. This is Jane.
You've got Tom Jones and stuff like that.
Well, the way they published stuff, though, tended to be,
subscriptions
or self-published. Mm-hmm. You've not got into the...
Look at Dickens, mostly serialised his stuff, didn't he? John's
very clear
big fan.
If you try to read it, yes.
Yeah, there's a lot of repetition.
Try to read
it's like
it,
reading
it,
an AI.
Now I will remind you of all the things that you've forgotten since last chapter, which was last month.
Mm-hmm.
This is Jane, a reporter friend of mine.
Yes.
Everything is off the record.
You may know me in print as James Morgan.
Oh, yes. For understandable reasons.
Yeah.
She's a man.
No. For professional reasons.
No. Benjamin.
I understand.
Yeah, Benjamin, we've talked about this before.
We've not met her.
I'm sure she'd remember.
Benjamin, a bum.
Gentleman of leisure.
Gentleman of leisure.
Weak. I don't know.
Alberta, a wealthy heiress.
Oh, all right.
She's in trade. She's a trades lady.
Is there any other way you've got of describing a woman without making it sound like a Victorian euphemism for they're a prostitute?
Yeah, what business are you in, Alberta?
Import and export from the Far East.
Oh, okay.
Not.
I am obviously not British.
Yeah, okay.
But none the worse for it. Well, within reason. And the captain, who you've met already.
So, you may not know you had a twin, but apparently you did.
This is fascinating. I don't know if you know, but I'm something of an expert on the occult.
Oh,
he drones on and on about it for hours.
We have there seen things that would turn your shit white.
We have no standards for food adulteration.
Were you separated at birth?
Charing Cross Hospital at the moment.
Westminster
Hospital.
Now, the good... what was your name?
Inspector Pickerel.
The good inspector...
Following a long tradition of fishy names.
It did not go unnoticed.
Inspector what?
Mm-hmm.
Inspector
Pickerel.
we have a lot of fishy names.
Had you crossed off Stickleback?
Not Nickelback. The good inspector, who we are meeting for a friendly fight down the pub, has informed us that the investigation into my body has been called off.
Probably for that.
For hygiene reasons.
I mean, I did... photographs surrounding
68?
They
wouldn't be...
When was Fox?
It's not a Polaroid.
Oh, but, I mean, the body's not going to move. I was just thinking, you know, we could take a photo.
I mean, you if say that, allowed. Colonel. I think you're forgetting the case of the...
moving body?
I'm still working on the title. I feel like it could be a bit more...
As long as my name doesn't appear in any of your publications.
I use a clever disguise.
No, yes. Albert Crook. So clever that I have now been passed over for promotion 4 times.
But don't you realise that means my books are getting out there?
Almost nobody other than Zane gets in his own books.
That's true. Yeah.
Well, perhaps we ought to pay a visit to the hospital to investigate the matter more directly.
Well, I mean, I definitely think, Rogie, I think you should go over, for sure.
Please don't call me Rogie. I'm the professor.
Yeah, Professor, are you sure? I mean, think carefully. Are you sure you didn't have a brother?
That you might have forgotten about?
It's possible.
Separated at birth, perhaps?
I mean, I wouldn't have been told about it. I suppose that...
I'm just wondering if,
that's
you know...
That's the most likely explanation.
Maybe, maybe aged 18,
you
finally
haven't
separated.
Died, have you?
I don't think so, because this isn't heaven.
Are any of you familiar with the German...
This is not the height of the empire. What closer to heaven could you get?
I'm not terribly familiar with German.
I poke him. No, he does still seem alive.
Some spectral presences have a physical... there is a substance known as ectoplasm.
Yes.
Inspector, where was the body found, please?
Well, as I say, spotted passing under London Bridge. Then tide was dropping, so I fished it out at Warping.
Okay.
Presumably somewhat the worse for wear. Are you sure it's a copy?
Yeah.
Well, not long at all.
Not eaten by the fishes, though?
No.
And Mr. Wentworth had some German connection, you suggested?
There is a...
It's the furthest one down.
Okay.
There is a concept in German...
It's the one that will eventually be sold to the American military.
Oh, that London Bridge. Yeah, okay, so what's the one next one up then from there?
London Bridge is falling down.
Tower Bridge?
Tower's not been built yet.
No.
They're not built for it. Is it not Southwark? Because I thought, is it Southwark or is it Blackfriars?
I think it's probably
not. I only know two bridges in London.
Yeah, it could just be pulling names out of the Zant stories. For all I know. I mean, London, it's
Victoria Bridge. She must have a bridge.
Yes. Not, no, she's too young. Too young at this point.
She's not that young at this point.
Cannon Street Railway Bridge has just
38. She was
Cannon Street.
Crowned, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Okay.
So she's only in her 50s. Callow youth.
Yeah.
Any idea why you were suggested not to investigate further, Inspector?
No, but the when the instruction comes directly from Sir Richard the Commissioner.
Not Sir Richard the Commissioner. Good Lord.
As in the absolute chief of police.
Yes.
But I'm interested to hear this German theory that...
Everybody knows that, but he is still rigidly insisting on remaining commissioner. Historically, he will die in December. Uh-huh. Still in office.
So there is a German concept of doppelganger.
I'm familiar.
A person's duplicate, not... In a lot of stories, not entirely real.
Who often a harbinger of death.
Harbinger of death.
Oh.
Now, if this
perhaps death was after you, Zane, and killed the wrong one.
Am I the doppelganger?
I don't believe it's supposed to work in this way, but it could be a supernatural phenomenon.
Would one of these doppelgangers? Know that they the were wife, a copy, the, or would they
be
believe
any more of those shenanigans?
Would they believe they were the real person? Because you believe you're a real person, don't you? Rather,
well, I am.
Maybe, vociferously.
Maybe you're not the real Professor Zane. Maybe the body.
Well, I have the papers to prove it.
From what I remember, I don't believe the concept has been explored in that sort of detail.
If he's not the real Zane, can he stop sleeping on my couch?
Can't always just take the watch, you know, and give Chivers new instructions.
Well, I've tried that.
That's how I managed to keep him out of my house.
I've tried that.
Chivers is a broad-minded gentleman.
No, he's got something on him. I'm not sure what.
Perhaps too broad-minded.
Mm. And I've given Trundle the orders to shoot to kill, so that seems to have worked quite well. He has a special... short shotgun for the occasion. Only winged him, sir, but don't worry.
Speaking of which, Inspector, was the cause of death now?
The examination was still in progress when I left. There was some suggestion. It was not just as simple as drowning.
I feel we should certainly investigate.
If we're allowed, I can't help feeling that if...
Well, I think
we're certainly not all going to be allowed in there as a group. I think this needs to be done surreptitiously.
Well, perhaps Professor should stay away if there is some supernatural.
Well, I mean, no, I was going to say to bring him along. I mean, you know, it'll, if nothing else, it'll give the medical examiner a bit of a chortle.
Well, perhaps we shouldn't play our hands.
Who has the best photographical skills then? I can't use the dash things. I had enough trouble with
Arthur a craft skill.
Mm. Not me.
Yep.
No, Wentworth, you're not.
Maybe our newspaper lady might.
Well, she'd probably know a photographer. Somebody. I mean, at this stage, you're just getting into illustrated.
London Illustrated came out later, didn't it?
I think 1880, more usually you would have a sketch artist, but yeah. You can't reproduce photographs even if you have them.
I felt that messing around with potentially dangerous chemicals would not be advisable in my state of health.
Ah. Oh, no, no.
Well
you're cack-handed, yes.
In that case, if Mr. or Miss Morgan, depending on the professional role, knows a sketch artist...
Do you think you know a sketch artist or a photographer?
My cousin, who I share a flat with...
Oh.
She's quite a bit of a sketch
artist. You share a flat with another lady?
My cousin...
Oh.
Yeah, it's nothing suspicious.
Extremely respectful.
Yes, okay.
Well, if you could get in touch with...
My cousin?
Cousin.
Yes, of course, I'll send for him.
Gosh, you can actually hear the air quotes.
Thank you.
Slip a little laudanum into my beer and sip gently.
Anyone else is welcome to
Why do you
a single keep
doing that?
Blueberry?
It is a horrible, horrible thing. They keep doing that over in Lincolnshire. They put it in the beer by choice.
What?
I'm from Lincolnshire.
Oh, you weirdo.
No one else in Lincolnshire does. He just goes around dropping laudanum into everybody's beer.
I feel that I should stay away.
No, you didn't come with us up to that that mansion. Oh, I nearly bagged it. I did. I bagged several of them, but they kept melting.
These are the mirror things you were mentioning.
Yes, yes.
Well, you see, this is why I thought perhaps the professor should stay away. If it is some sort of mirror phenomenon.
It is related to that. Oh, so you've read the mirror trackage.
Well, you told me about it when we had that meal.
You read the book that I gave you.
Yes, of course. Yes, the background.
And Jane, obviously you've read my story about the...
He's been trying to shift copies of it from months. No takers.
It has a...
Barely findable at all.
Place in my lounge.
On those cold winter nights. I do feel that this would be the best use of Miss Morgan's.
Did you use the mirrors abilities?
I mean, everyone likes looking in a mirror. I do.
Did you get trapped in the mirror?
I have my ballroom installed.
What could this be? Some sort of reflection from it?
That's escaped, maybe?
A sequel.
Oh, it could be.
Have you ever indulged in self-reflection? Because it certainly doesn't seem that way.
Well, there was that one, wasn't there, that, in fact, wasn't it you, Roger, I was using you as bait? Sorry, you happened to be in the room, and I managed to get it to coax it out.
I did get bitten, didn't I?
Yes, and that, mm-hmm. and that was a little bit, it was kind of like a combination of a rat and you.
So... we're looking for something indistinguishable from the real thing.
Yes, for me.
Well, it would be the mirror image of him, obviously.
Well,
that would be so the
chance. Which inspector, which pockets were the
hold the seance and get it to sign its name.
Whichever pockets you actually use.
Right, okay. No, that's my usual...
And have you got any scars or...
distinguishing marks?
I have got a little scar from where that thing bit me.
Okay, which hand is that on?
It was on my left buttock. No, it wasn't. I'm just joking. It was on my right arm.
Yeah.
Just see it?
Yeah, don't you see it?
Yeah.
In that case, that's something to check for.
I'm coaxing out
to see which arm the scar is on. Any other distinguishing features? Any asymmetrical features? The side you part your hair, for example. Assuming you have any, I can't remember.
Of course, I have hair.
Right, just asking.
Fulsome head, can't you see it? Head of hair.
Sounds like Fulsome Head was the name you rejected when you went through Russian study.
My father's name.
Feel free to jot that down for a future character. I will have the odd mole.
The odd mole?
Yes, in my experimental.
The odd mole?
No. Probably,
you could use poison to get rid of them. You drive them out of the lawn.
Yes, good old strychnine. So I have a few moles. Feel free to make notes of them.
Well, actually, of course, any injury acquired later in life would be an excellent way of distinguishing if it was a twin.
Well, that's why the scar.
That was potentially acquired at the same time.
I've kept myself.
It's fairly recent though, so
has nobody tried to hurt you seriously since then?
Well, they have, but they haven't succeeded.
Well,
no. When he's at mine, he's normally pretty safe.
I was thinking the many rich widows he keeps hitting on.
No, that
hitting on. Been, so comforting in their hour of need.
He's been
the
he's
reason
been there
it's their hour of need.
I'm in more wills than the RSPCA, I'll have you know.
That's where they got the idea from.
Just waiting for one of the old dears to fall off.
To die in a manner that can't be traced back to.
Yeah. Well, perhaps we should...
You know, there's a doctor in London who's getting a bit of reputation these days.
One of my other characters.
Perhaps we should make our way to the hospital.
You could pretend to be your twin brother.
Should I go, or will that make it more weird?
I think you should go.
I think it's... I don't know. I mean, certainly...
Or maybe you should go as his good friend.
I'm sure you can act. Jane
needs to go.
I'm definitely going.
Yeah, Jane can go.
And we need the sketch artist or photographer, whichever you can get hold of. I've got no real expertise in sort of sneaking into these places.
You're not sneaking in. You're going in as a friend who knows him, and therefore can identify him.
Yeah, it's just a. How have I been contacted?
The police.
Are they still doing
Captain, you go.
Oh, I'm more than happy to go.
You and the captain go.
To be honest, a man of military bearing would probably have some weight in case they try to refuse. This is the issue. Not, you know...
Are they not paying for... you can't pay to get in to see the autopsies and stuff these days.
Well, they're not doing an autopsy, are they?
Not yet.
We don't know, because we haven't been.
Let's pop over and see if a couple of guineas will help.
It's actually quite close by, because Westminster Hospital at this date is actually right next to Westminster Abbey. So,
yeah. It's just down the road.
Perfect place.
Inspector, I mean, you're more than welcome to come with us.
I think it would be much better if I were not seen to be involved.
We can pop over and if you were to be here basically when we come back, we're more than happy to
write you a letter of introduction to the court, perhaps.
That would be helpful.
Scribbles a few lines.
I happen to know the coroner. His wife's quite interested in the occult and seances and has had me round a few times.
Oh, yes. Sadly, the coroner is in rude health.
All right, well, I shall stay at the captain's place, ready to hear anything. If it's not far away from the captain.
I'm sure his wife will be pleased.
And, yes, the Memsahib. Well, she doesn't say, but I think she appreciates me around.
I'm not sure she does.
Really?
I think she does.
Okay. Well, I might just stay here and have a daiquiri while I'm waiting.
When there's leaking gas maps to be fixed, she's always very happy to do that.
Again, tragically, no gas mantles in 1868.
Yeah.
We could wait here while you go to the hospital and see what you find.
Happy to meander over, yeah.
Yes, yeah, I'll pick up my cousin and we'll meet you there.
Excellent.
I'll go along.
Sorry, the pencil that I've been trying to fix for the whole session is just completely broken. Continue, don't mind me.
So those of you who are going to hospital, wave the letter or try to talk your way in?
I'll wave the letter. I mean, the captain will just assume he's allowed in. Basically, it's for them to tell him that it's for them to explain to him in short enough words that he's not allowed. But
really, in that respect, you're operating very much like Britain.
Yeah.
Anyone
for a coffee?
What?
I'm going to copy do that.
No.
Can I try one? If I spit it out and go blah blah blah.
Well, it's black coffee flavour, so if you don't like that,
I like black coffee.
Okay, you're fine.
I don't know how you're getting them. Oh, there we go.
We need to give you the.
Keeping him here until the disposal can be arranged.
Were you able to determine what resulted in the poor man's...
Made only a cursory examination of the fairly obvious, really. The fancy degeneration of the liver, a physical altercation of some nature, impact with the water, and of course, consequential drowning.
Oh, so he drowned. Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, people generally do when they're unconscious in the river, I found.
Oh, okay.
You said there was evidence of altercation. What makes you say that he was.
The paramours and contusions within moments of the death, within minutes at least. So somebody had been, I believe the young people would say, laying into him.
Oh, well, I mean, to be fair, no. I mean, if they thought it was erogenous, I can understand that.
This is why we thought it best for you not to go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just stay in the pub with me.
And anything appeared to be missing? Had it been accosted, robbed?
No, no, no. What was present? Visiting cards?
Is that like the Victorian equivalent of a passport?
Can we see the body?
No, you left it when you go to see Dool's houses. Anywhere there.
Yeah.
Oh, like a business card.
A business card is the modern descendant.
I see. Yeah. Okay.
Could we see the body?
Trifle irregular, I suppose, but I did, have the introduction. I see no reason why not.
Oh, come on.
For some reason, they always put the mortuary in the basement.
Was it cooler?
It's cooler.
Come on, Clayton. Let's go. Really. Come on, Clayton. Let's go see. Let's go see the dead erogenous.
I look warily at the stairs.
Sorry, Jamie.
are you in your
coming?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on. Let's all pop down.
Okay.
I assume he probably walks with a cane at all times. Despite being only 26, because
he must have had some.
I'm sure you can get around fine.
Just don't try to pick anything up in a hurry.
Is the mortician following us down the stairs?
Yes, he is guiding you there. Even though it's a relatively new building, it has taken on the hospital nature, and there is no way to find a way around it unless until you know.
There are probably new corridors since the last time he came down the steps this morning.
Yeah. Operating theatres carefully isolated from the noise of the outside with oil-soaked paper.
Excellent.
And they use ether to anaesthetise
people. Yeah.
Ooh, a very flammable ether. Okay, yeah.
Thank heavens nobody smokes in the Victorian era. And they don't use anything like naked flames for light.
That would be unfortunate.
That would be terrible.
That would be terrible.
The body is on a table. First thing, obviously, you've got your list of moles and scars and things under all those arms. Mm-hmm. Sure.
So could I roll for a search in this case? Is that
okay? But what are you looking for first of all?
Well, okay. So I've written down that there was some sort of bite on the arm. A scar on the arm.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to check for the scar on the arm.
Okay, so basically a general examination of the body for the things you've got on the list.
Mm. The things on the list, as well as this this sort of contusion.
Okay. Go for it.
More thing. Okay, all right. So these two, right?
Yeah.
What on earth is that number?
Well, this is why I hate decades. Are you sure you don't want to borrow some dice?
Yeah.
I think that's a failure. I think that's a 94.
Oh, okay.
So, you can in this system, you tick a skill when you fail it. This is likely to matter.
Those are nice and pretty, yes, and you can actually see the numbers. Feel free to borrow.
Part of
the fun, isn't it?
Jim.
Yeah.
These are really nice coffee sweets.
They are lovely.
They're lovely. They're not like boiled tea.
They were recommended by my mother-in-law.
They're gorgeous. Oh, right. They're beautiful. Really, really nice.
Do please pass on.
I'm going to go for these. Maybe move them out of my arm reach?
What, these?
Yeah, because I'll just sit and eat them.
Oh, are these homemade and
sorry?
Yes.
Roger.
Thank
you.
I'm okay for now, thank you.
Tina has this thing called willpower, which I've heard of.
He gets the one with the chocolate chip that's the size of his nose.
I will look after this.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I've sort of combed over the body and everything appears to be just as...
he's not a mirror image.
List of things that you were looking for, and you found those, but you don't really have much more than that.
Do I have any first aid?
I do, because I injure myself.
You do 30.
30.
I don't think you want to make a roll on that.
We can all make a roll for first aid. No, just over 68.
Oh. 40. I have one
because I'm just going to sleep. Oh, so you take it because you failed it.
Mm-hmm. And passed 02.
How long did it take you to drive down?
Right there are. It's quite a lot of bruises. I mean, this is first aid, this is not medicine. Mm, mm, mm. So you're not getting them at all.
But I'm very familiar with bruises.
Yeah. these are. Yeah, I think it's fair to say, given your situation, you would say these are bruises from fists and boots rather than knocking into things.
Oh, excellent.
Someone's been having a real go at him. Is it more kind of visible areas that one would naturally expect to be targeted, or is it odd places around the body?
It's really all over.
You know, because obviously if someone starts a fight with you, you expect, you know, face, front of torso, maybe arms. But if it's
a pretty even distribution.
Look
at the very least, you would say he was probably on the ground for most of it.
Yeah, look, back of the shoulder here. There's
people generally don't go to the face if they're not on the ground. So. Mm.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, what a shame.
I mean, but this indicates
this is. This is really most disturbing. I mean, it wasn't me who did it.
I mean, to be fair,
the thing I found most remarkable, says the Gordon. It's the state of the liver. I mean, I've certainly seen livers in that sort of state before, haven't I? We have the plunder of the empire to feast on, but the rest of the organs are in nothing like such a degenerate state.
So he drank a lot, is that?
We never saw.
Overindulgence in particularly fatty foods, a certain amount of alcohol, yes. You know.
Yeah, okay. All
and
right.
It did for George Michael.
Have you signs of gout?
No, I thought that was pneumonia, but is that secondary to liver?
As if his liver were 20 years older than the rest of him.
Zane isn't. He's indulgent, but he's not particularly overindulgent.
Well, yeah, because you need to maintain that level of suaveness
and care for the elder companions.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, so he does look after himself.
Swing a pint of mercury every now and then.
A spot of laudanum. So he's not. He's not particularly overindulgent.
Doesn't make sense at all. No.
Not compared to the captain.
Has to say sober.
Otherwise, they might get a review.
Have a look.
Keep your wits about.
You know, are there any other cards that are interesting that he might have been indicating might have visited somebody else? Any unusual receipts? Anything like that?
No.
No software?
Has he got the bite marks? Sorry, I missed that.
Yes, he did.
Yes.
I'm not there, but try to pinch one of the cards. Because I need to see if they've been printed the same way.
They're probably soggy.
I will certainly do so.
They are somewhat soggy.
But you can see whether they've been cheaply
printed.
Well,
no, we don't pinch it. We can actually just ask, could we just take one of these cards? They don't care.
You are a dexterous man. You could slip one in your pocket.
Crumble it into a table.
John, you know, I said...
A book I was reading from the 1920s recently in which somebody has proven to be a robber.
I'm going
to
say
that. Because his listing cards are printed rather than engraved.
Oh, thank you.
There you are.
Thank you.
No, they're absolutely horrible. Nobody else should eat them. I will force myself to finish them for you.
Couldn't possibly.
Through the top of the
choice. I'm going to have a crack.
Has there been any report? We must ask if there have been any sort of reports of altercations that. Because this suggests he was attacked and then thrown into the river. It wasn't to be
I will just say 1868 London, and you perhaps understand why nobody's raised a fuss.
Yeah, I mean, you have to understand, as a journalist, I see this sort of thing. Oh, it's not even reportable, really. It's not news because it happens so often. So.
But if someone actually being thrown into the river, you would think
you'd
might attract some attention.
Well.
I mean, it's one falling during the fight.
I mean, it could be anything. I mean, you know, I mean, the student japes.
Do you have any actual medicine type skill?
No.
Fair enough.
I have it at zero.
We must ask you about this.
Well,
just
we need
a little bit.
Basically, these character sheets will give you any skill that you have above zero, whether it's a default or you've actually learned it.
Okay.
Ooh, I wonder, do I know of any legends relating to, folklore type things that might relate to livers? I have a feeling there's something.
Ooh. Nothing comes to mind.
Sorry, I was poking the body. What's this about his liver?
That's a good question.
Remarkably poor state of health of the liver, which I mean, the coroner says there's no gap.
It's a hard, fatty blob, which it really shouldn't be.
I mean, there's liver eating Johnson, but that's America, and I'm not sure of the date.
Zane would pass that time in America.
We could always get Zane chopped open and check his liver too.
I have no medical training. I'd be happy to do it.
You'd probably be better with like
a fast talk. We probably should recommend that you speak to Dutch about the condition of the liver in case this is some sort of presaging of...
Oh, you think it's an omen?
It could be.
You're better at persuading people.
I mean, the doppelganger is certainly the only explanation I have for the situation.
Let's have a look.
Have a look at his general appearance. Yeah, appearance is similar. His clothes.
Oh.
Is he wearing clothes that we would recognise as actual clothes that Zane has?
Yes.
This would, in fact, be when you would know potentially about liver eating Johnson. That's the only liver thing I have on hand.
In fact, you would be aware that they are the actual clothes he was wearing yesterday, which he came home in and put away.
Yeah,
might want to check if someone's.
That's what he was wearing. Well, that's what he was wearing yesterday.
What? Really?
Yes. The same thing he's wearing every day. Can't you see how rumpled they are?
So is it Granton Winston?
He's been in dead in a river. I think you can judge the state of his cloak as the poor man.
Yeah.
That's where he goes. Yeah, that's where he normally.
Really?
That's his normal tailor. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, he's.
We say tailor. Rag and bone man, really.
He's not. Just frugal. Until his inheritance is.
I have a very cheap suit. Yeah, I'm a bookseller. I don't have to. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but. I just expected you're a tradesperson. Mm. Present company, I said. Present company.
You're not a tradesperson.
I'm not there. You can't judge
me. Oh, I see.
Shall we three leave and go in the kitchen and then just come back when they return so we can't interject?
Perhaps I think if your cousin could come in and take any salient notes, that would seem particularly useful.
And she can certainly sketch the damage to the body.
Where the blows were.
Yes, yeah.
And also if you can maybe take a snapshot of the liver as well.
Yes, yeah. Well, sure.
That's in its own little tray.
Right. Okay. So my cousin is with me, but has kept very quiet, sort of like standing behind me in my shadow. So she comes out.
Probably to be fairly prostitution roles for those of you who are not habitually in this sort of interesting smell.
Constitution roles, you say?
Okay, all right.
I mean, it's entirely to you whether you think the captain would need one or not. So.
Probably not at this point in
his career. Oh, God, no. The captain's used to poking bodies.
All right.
Most of the time, going, are you
so
all right,
under 85.
So I can roll these two again.
Up.
Yes.
96.
I have got twice my constitution.
It's constitution.
Some of you are possibly turning a bit pale and dashing out of the room.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Sure,
right. Okay.
It's like the opening titles of.
All right. So I've darted out. Could we say that my cousin is completing her sketches and?
Let's see.
All right.
Wiping the vomit off.
She is apparently completely unbothered by this.
Okay. Great.
Well, you're normally pretty tough. There's something about it. It's you, seeing your good friend.
Cousin.
No, me.
Right, yes.
Your good acquaintance.
Dead Zane.
Well,
that's not what's really disturbing.
Yeah, that's obviously what.
Yeah, the disturbing thing is knowing that he's still out there.
Yeah.
This wasn't
even
enough.
The GM's out to get
it. I'm usually very
somebody's
measured.
Got you.
Yeah, you are, you're normally, yeah. Mm-hmm. So something about it.
The thought that if there's another of him, maybe there's more than two.
Maybe they'd room for somebody else to do some beating up.
We glance at each other in horror as we stagger out for fresh air.
Yes.
Imagining
how many could there be.
Stagger out for fresh air and find you're in
your
for it.
That's not mine.
Fortunately, the river is not far away.
Okay.
You'd know it would completely destroy the bookselling industry if there was a whole load of Zanes out there.
Imagine the shelves flooded.
Oh, dear. Terrible.
With some sort of... Yeah.
You'd be the J.K. Rowling of this thing.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, I seem to be about as popular as
No, far more popular.
Okay, yeah. Less troubling.
Yeah. Yes, go out, breathe deeply of the fine, clean London air.
I think it's safe to say we're going to just wait outside in the hall here until the captain
the jelly.
They are.
Finished.
They have stood.
The mortuary.
Yes, so right.
So you just give them a sort of shake and then they all stay in a lump as you throw them across the table. But,
I was going to bang the table, but I thought, recording? Perhaps not.
Naughty dice. Bad dice.
Put them in the fridge.
So basically it's the two of you still in the...
I don't think Albert is there.
No, I'm not.
Just
the captain. So we've both still in the pub.
Oh yeah, yeah. You're in the pub.
So the only people left are you and
I'm poking the body.
Yeah, we decided that the whole crew going was a bit suspicious.
So what else do you want to do, Captain?
Technically, I suppose. Have you contacted? I'm not sure he has next.
Well, that was rather what this what the
next
inspector was up was
nobody
doing.
Nobody knows that he had parents.
I mean, I'm from somewhere.
If you wish to claim the body, of course, so I think we can put that in train.
I'll put it down on my tab.
A tablet that I don't want to know.
Yeah.
Tom.
Anybody else want a jelly D6?
No, thank you.
What do you mean?
Yes. Just to try.
I've got to try it.
Yeah, I feel like I have to. Which is the open end?
I don't know. Pull an end, any end.
One. That is really disturbing.
Yeah, that's what I've just... Little... That's the problem I've just hit.
Yeah, they need to roll them in now.
Mm.
Oh, very good.
Starch. Like a starch or a...
This is not your first jelly
pie.
Oh, they're sticky. I don't like them.
Were you expecting something else?
Stuck to my cheek.
Stuck to your character sheet.
I'd pick up sooner rather than like... It'll leave a sticky patch, but... excuse me.
Did you wait for it to roll a one before you ate it?
Thank you very much, Mark. That was an experience.
Once in a life.
Unlike any I've had before.
Yes, exactly. Thank you.
I mean, they're quite...
What are you doing?
I don't know.
She's being like a constipated mathematician. She's working it out with a pencil.
So are we done with the... body?
I'll sign the chit.
They're not really flavoured.
No, I don't deserve that. Yeah.
Not as strongly
flavoured. Slight lemony flavour, maybe.
It's like eating a cube
of
like jelly.
Fruity,
I presume that went with it.
Yeah.
Slightly fruity flavour.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Mark.
Those weren't the ones that were £70, were they?
No, God no.
Were they just eating £10 worth of?
No, they were, I can't remember which they were. Couple of quid, I think.
So, by signing for the body, does that mean
you can do what you want with it?
We can take it.
Yeah.
I can mummify myself and have it on display.
Normally, it would be into the care of an undertaker and so on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you
can do all sorts of horrible things, but
you know somebody who doesn't like signing funerals.
Do I know a taxidermist?
Oh my god!
I'm sure, you could find one.
It wouldn't be the first time I've been stuffed.
I mean this.
That wasn't a sexual thing.
Freud is Freud by quite a while, but the idea of
you
having
a stuffed
version of yourself. I mean,
yeah.
I think I would start psychotherapy as an entire field just to study that.
When does the Horniman get started? I'm sure they'd love it.
Yeah. Don't say the Horniman next to him, though. He thinks it's something else.
Wait, you told me to say move them out of your route.
I know.
That's the problem,
young man. This is the problem, though. Very, very, very nice.
Noah Chapter does a wonderful line in Waxworks.
I know a lady. Sorry, I don't know why I said it like that.
I think I know.
No, you're thinking of waxing. That's quite different.
So, you come back to the pub.
I get my forehead so smooth.
We were at the pub.
You come back to the pub.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. So we returned to the pub.
So it is me.
I mean, as far as...
They've got you one on the
charm. You're going to... Weekend of Bernie's. Hello!
Bobby's being sent round to the house later, so...
House?
Yeah.
Professor.
It's your house, so I suppose, why not?
Have you had any difficulties with your liver?
My liver?
Your liver, sir.
Not that I'm aware of. Is that... Which is that? Is that the one that makes pee?
No, that's the chef.
Right. Well, I'm a bit stiff in the morning, but
no,
again, something different.
That's not
this sort of area.
Oh, there. Not that I'm aware of. Why does my
now that you think about it?
Oh no.
Well, are you a little liverish?
No, you haven't been feeling a particular pain there. As you tap it, you just. Confirm the location and so on in the conversation. You think, hang on a minute, there's some slight memory. Maybe it was a dream.
And there's a hollow knocking sound when you do it.
If it was a dream, it was some sort of pain, and then the pain there specifically, and then more general all around you pain all over you.
I know it's pre-internet, but check your kidneys.
Have I got any scars on me?
No.
I'll just go to the.
I'm not going to examine myself. Roll up your left sleeve.
You're going to have to roll it up a bloody long way to see his liver, isn't it?
No. In the the body in the in the hospital, had a really nice bruise on his arm.
Oh, I'm not going.
Yeah, no. It was good. I mean, you could almost get the foot.
I was beaten up.
We could maybe get the footprints.
Toes
wrong? Pretty sure that hobnail boots are pretty similar.
Yeah, they are.
The footprint's going to help.
You'd get a definite pattern. I mean, you're talking about handmade. 1868. You're talking about handmade things. If you got hobnail boots,
steel toe cut. They're just going to be kicking
them in. The cobbler who does hundreds of pairs is going to do exactly the same every time.
Yeah, cobblers. Different cobblers aren't.
No, but anyway,
it's a long shot.
It depends whether they stamped on him or kicked.
This is all being a lineup for John's turn and shout cobblers.
Yeah,
I've already done that. I don't appear to be bruised.
Did the deceased have any bruises to the face or anything like that?
Oh yeah.
Well, here.
Right. Well, there are clearly no bruises yet on Zane's face. So
No, that's all right. I brought the sketch. My cousin was able to remain present a bit longer, and she's produced a detailed sketch of where all the markings were. So,
good God, this is me.
A roadmap of your abnormalities.
I don't.
Appears to have been violently assaulted. I mean, somewhere along the river, because from what we could tell, he'd been attacked and then thrown into the river.
Should I make a sanity check seeing a sketch of my own bruised body?
Now when I see the body,
I'll be fine. a double 11, so that's a double. Doesn't trouble me at all.
Absolutely okay with this.
Maybe it's
you're rather like it.
I like it.
Oh, she's actually got a good likeness, your cousin. So.
Might have that.
Does she do nudes?
Paint me like one of your French corpses.
God. I still have bad feelings about the sitting for a portrait when she opened the ether jar.
Have you eaten anything
unusually
rich recently?
When I was at the pre-widow Delirious.
selecting them by name now.
her summer party, she was kind enough to give me some French dishes.
French.
Sounds most unhealthy.
Sounds positively filthy.
Have we any unusual restaurants? I don't know anything else. What might
any
be
French
sort of
restaurants?
Do we have restaurants in 18
years?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It's not the Dark Ages. They probably had restaurants there.
Well, I was at Brown's with the Madame Daguerreotype. not so long
it's,
ago.
It's absolutely seamless. It's this kind of inventiveness that makes him the player here.
Or Lady Daggers, as she's known to her friends.
I like the alternative interpretation, which is that these are the names they've all come up for themselves, and they're all con artists.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're,
just
all they're all trying to get the money out of him that he's not got because he thinks they've got it. Yeah.
Oh, I like that interpretation. Yeah. His
entire
life
it almost turns your particular thing into a Ponzi scheme where you're required to pay for the next one.
But no, nothing. It was an unusually rich cream tea, but I did have this unusual sensation or dream or something. Perhaps I should get a quack to have a look over me.
I think maybe the captain is looking at you in a way that you're not necessarily enjoying. And maybe we need to look at your liver.
Well, that's...
just pop it on the table.
That's on my inside.
Yes,
well,
but a doctor could take a sample, couldn't he?
Yeah.
Well, he could give it a poke from the
I mean, Chivers has got a good sharp knife.
I will book an appointment with a doctor, a good friend of mine knows, on Harley Street. On her tab, and see if I can get myself checked over.
Mm-hmm. Another pint of mercury for the old trouble.
no, not a different thing this time. Yeah. So I'll arrange that.
Could we see about, you know, I mean, when you do it, but, you know. See about, you know, if he'll open you up and give you
no,
a bit of
nobody's
a poke.
Opening me up.
Really?
No, I'm sure. I assure you, my liver is fine. I'm not yellow. That's what happens when your liver goes on.
Are you a doctor?
No, but I'm going
then,
to see one.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Well,
so
I shall follow
check
his medical.
So, well, yeah, but when you
right
when you go see the doctor, ask if they can if he can see your liver.
I think we should give the doctor some instructions
and yeah.
see to it that he gives a thorough examination. Because if this look, what if this is you from the future?
But he's wearing the clothes that I was wearing yesterday.
Do you
still have those clothes?
Do you ever re-wear clothes, or do you? Because I mean, I'm landed gentry, and I don't throw them away after one use.
Well,
you're not, if I may say so.
Oh, that's an interesting theory. Yeah.
Myself,
it's just you from the future, but it happens to be the clothes you were wearing yesterday.
But what
that's just coincidence.
Could be.
You were also wearing those clothes what, a week ago? The day before yesterday, I mean.
Right, okay.
So this could be heaven sent. It's a warning to you.
Well, I'll ask him about liver conditions
yeah
as well. I don't know.
What have you done
you
recently
want
that you need to repent about?
Or avoid people who are prepared to kick you to death?
Perhaps avoid the river.
Oh, yes, I won't go near the Thames.
I don't think he went there voluntarily because I'm thinking of the whole beaten almost to death.
Yes, yeah, but rather inconvenient to carry a
beaten
carry
unconscious
a way
and thrown in the river.
Yeah, they chose to put you in the river.
Yes.
I mean, to be honest, people would walk and carry you miles just to do that. So you avoiding the river isn't going
to
help.
I shall go to the doctor as I'm the prime.
Yep, you can
arrange
that.
I do
either
know
myself
what
or Benjamin will also go with him.
Yeah,
I don't think you should be left alone at this point.
No, certainly.
Okay,
not.
All right. You see, it's not that you don't trust me; you want to protect me.
That's it.
I think that my pocketbook should go along and have a word with the doctor about
yes
the treatment involved.
That was my thought.
I might have a peruse of the library and see if I can find anything that seems relevant.
Oh, I'll go with you then.
Doppelgangers.
Well, I think
and
the captain's library
living
might be a good starting point.
Sure, yeah.
Well, I mean,
I assume that's
know
where Zane is keeping all the unusual occult books he's acquired.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah. While I'm temporary without a library myself.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, I'll join, please.
You're
yeah
a newspaper... Well, of course you are. You're not TV anchor.
She's got a podcast.
Still unemployed. But the career advisor told me it was a growing career.
Yeah, she looks at people a long way away and then writes about them. Yes.
Okay, sure. Let's deal with the looking stuff. What are you looking for?
Something better, a news anchor than a boat anchor. Hey, Zane.
I would probably want to look up Doppelganger specifically, because that's the first thing that's come to mind.
Okay. Give me a result.
Yeah, well, you know, similar things. Yes. Folk tales Reddit about... People seeing themselves before they die. What sort of brings about?
What's the riverside like?
I have no idea how he arranges this little library.
The Thames embankment is fairly new, to give you a rough idea.
Okay, mm-hmm. So it's fairly nice.
Right.
Well,
it's in the process of being revitalised.
Okay, I might put out some feelers and see if anybody saw anything last night. Between anywhere, because like, if he wasn't in the water very long, then if I'll pick, that's what I was asking.
It's going to be clearly upriver from
from where he was found, but maybe just go up
I guess between London Bridge and Blackfriars.
I'm thinking Blackfriars.
Maybe further up.
How fast? What was the tide have been doing?
About 2 knots.
I'm wondering about,
okay,
would a body drift across the river, or is it just basically it's flowing in that direction, so it's likely to be caught in the flow enough to stay?
Well, I know the answer to that, but to your character.
Well, this is the sort of thing you'd perhaps be asking the inspector.
The inspector's still at the boat.
Or the boatman.
If it gets into the flow, it'll generally keep going.
All right, so you would be able to estimate which side.
So if they threw him off in the middle of a bridge... Then he's in the flow and he'll stay there, probably.
But generally the...
So he probably went... Yeah.
I can tell you that with poo sticks.
Yeah, because if he was in the... It takes a while to get into the middle of a river and not get caught. Because there's lots of piers.
If we find any more copies of him, we can play that.
If he went in on one of the sides, he's more likely to... come up against one of them before he's gone very far.
We could also think about his usual haunts and are there places...
It's a poor choice of words, if I may say so, Glenn.
Are there places where he's likely to have spent time?
Stuff that falls off a ship in a dock will go in a particular direction, that kind of thing.
Yes, so I might go have wonder and a chat about
just
that.
Just going to see how long it takes to...
Or see if anybody saw anything last night.
Okay, I'll get back to you on that.
Yeah.
So, doppelganger legend.
Well, I don't think he's a doppelganger.
Okay.
I look up from another book of military history and go, where is this German occult folklore?
So I might look up local folklore under history.
Possibly.
Yes. Okay.
There is also occultism still if you're looking for that side of things.
Well, I'm saving that. So I'm just gonna peruse this local folklore history section. 37.
So if you succeed, you don't take it.
Okay, so I have succeeded then. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There isn't a lot. There have been, the criminal who was in two places at once and turned out they were twin brother nobody knew about, that kind of thing. That's really about it. I don't think anybody's got tales of unexplained duplicates.
Right, okay, all right. Then, how about the occult? I'll have a browse over in this...
that's a bad miss.
You're getting a lot of tips. Location is a traditional characteristic of many saints.
Okay.
He's not a saint.
Right.
Maybe you have the wrong morals. Maybe I'm the one who's...
Okay, streetwise maybe? Something like that?
Yeah.
Or such other skill as you think is appropriate?
Sailors, streetwise. 31 of under 52.
Okay. I'm thinking you're seamen, eh? Sorry. Because they're sailors.
They're employed by me.
Right. That's what I mean.
Yeah, not so much down at the docks, though. I mean, you can confirm the currents and so on.
But there's a fellow who claims he used to be a sailor and in between the gin, and he certainly talks the language.
I can talk the language.
That's okay. Yeah, he came stumbling out on the bridge. I was just down in the stairs by the bridge, because you get out of the wind there. He came stumbling out on the bridge. He lost a fight. I got experience of losing fights. and he stumbled out, and then just went straight off the side of the bridge.
Which bridge is this?
This is Hungerford Bridge, the quite new one. The rail bridge from the new Charing Cross station.
Right. Where did he stumble out of?
This chap saw him coming from the station onto the bridge.
From the station onto the bridge.
Basically.
From the station tracks?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
There is a footbridge, but it doesn't connect to the station.
Okay. What sort of time?
About 2 a.m, which it doesn't seem wildly off from what you've heard.
Okay. Also, clock with the chimes. So.
Would. But did he have a ticket? Was there a ticket stub?
No, there was nothing in his pocket.
No,
so
no.
Okay, I might wander down the station.
Yeah, nobody around at the station.
And Zane.
But I'll have a look, see if I can see any signs of. Because if he's that beaten up, did he have a bloody nose or something like that?
I don't know. I wonder if he came in on a train, is
that
thing?
I'll have a look round. At that time of night, there's no trains coming in. Last train. What time does the last train come through this station?
Probably about 11:30, midnight, something like that.
I mean, there'd be.
And
threats.
There were no ticket stubs or anything in the on the court.
Apparently not.
Mm. No, they didn't run overnight.
Sorry, what were you asking?
No, they wouldn't. No.
It is just a passenger station anyway.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
they wouldn't have had freight come through. And what time's the first train in the morning?
About 6.
Okay, working out from the station, pubs.
Many.
Quite a few, yeah.
Okay.
And there'll be a station hotel as well, literally across the road.
Is it the sort of area where...
Very Timmy's, you know, about. Timmy's. Street small, urchins.
Small, yeah.
Timmy.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. And do they live on the street in the area?
At least some of them do.
Okay. I will try and find a slightly older Timmy, who looks like he's a bit more in charge.
Timothy.
And ask him if he wants to earn some money.
This is a trick question, miss.
Nope. I need to know about a drunk bloke who went in the river last night. Possibly got beaten up round here somewhere. Round about 2 a.m.
Between 1 and 2. Didn't hear about any fights last night.
Can you ask around?
Not foreign fights with foreigners, as you might say. There's Weedhead, but Weedhead's always in a fight.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll give him.
He might have won this one.
Weedhead will fight for himself. Fight with himself. He can't find anybody else to fight.
Okay. I will give him half a crown. Start with
eyes go wide.
There's more where that came from. Ask around. Yeah, I'm wealthy. I don't
right,
know.
Right, miss.
I will be in
the eyes to appear in the dark alleys around you.
Thank you. And I'll go and sit in the lounge of the station hotel and order tea.
Somewhere in the background, there's this mad woman who's made of money. No, I won't tell you where she is. She's mine.
However, he has to come up with the guns.
I believe traditionally he'll be murdered for his money now.
Is this the sort of area where we might expect to find our Zane? Is it the sort of area he would tend to go to?
He goes to anywhere where there's basically
wealthy women.
Yeah.
Not
well,
particularly his.
Let's see, what this area is known for. In general, it used to be a haunt of the aristocracy, and then they moved mostly to Bloomsbury. What you've got these days is theatres, stage types.
It could have been at the theatre.
Could have been at the theatre, yeah.
Which obviously then goes on to mean prostitutes.
Mm-hmm. It could have been a prostitute.
It's got a slightly rough reputation.
But not reached that level yet.
So he might have come to the theatre, or he might come to the theatre if we are thinking it's an omen.
It is not usually the sort of place you would expect to find him, or the sort of person that he tends to favour hanging around with.
Mm.
Not
except for the actual theatre.
Yeah. Not completely implausible, but
yeah.
Also, what time did he actually did the real or the imposter, depending on which one I've got?
The late Professor Zane.
The late Professor Zane.
Well, no, the
that's right, I like saying it. The late Professor Zane.
Yeah. How late was he coming in last night?
What do you think?
I probably had a failed assignation, so I would say probably came in relatively early, like 9 or 10, and then demanded some supper, I meant to be.
Mm.
Treats your place like a hotel.
Very much
wife is most impressed by you.
Yes, in newlyweds, aren't you?
Yes, I feel it's a good way of drawing your marriage closer together.
Yeah, mutual.
Giving them something to focus on.
This is very odd.
So, possibilities.
Sleeping in the nurse.
It's actually Zane. Which leaves us then with the question of who have we been dealing with?
No, I'm Zane.
You think you're Zane.
I'm just saying that I'm Zane. You don't necessarily think.
But I do think that.
Right.
But then I really
Do you remember having been a dog recently?
Sorry?
Do you remember having been a dog recently?
I'm interested in the fact that you felt pain. You remember feeling pain. Then that seems to have been... But I wasn't
there. Could that have been around 2 a.m.?
Possibly, I mean...
I don't quite remember when it was.
Connection, perhaps? Mm. I mean, I don't normally go for this nonsense.
I mean, the plausible...
Yeah,
if we eliminate the impossible, to coin a phrase that no one will see, I'm planning on putting it in a book later. If we eliminate the possible... If we think of all the things that couldn't happen, then...
See what's left.
Only the impossible remains. I might
Thank
put that,
you
I
for
may
that
put
insight.
That in a novel
oh
later
my
on. The possible is that I do have a twin brother that I was not aware of.
Who uses your name?
Or wears your clothes and your business.
Was beaten up and then dressed as him for some purpose. Somebody wanted people to think.
Well, I mean,
there is a potentially mundane solution.
I'm not.
Well,
that's true.
The thing you can get from your cousin's
sketch.
I'm going
to pace.
He was clothed while the beating was happening.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So I wasn't beaten up and then dressed, and then, or the other one,
the late Professor Zane.
I admit it's implausible because. Even a twin brother, I believe, wouldn't have the same, I hesitate to say imperfection, but, you know, the same blemishes.
The calling card.
We're
just going for sort of all of the possibilities, and then we can try and eliminate them.
Well, that's
so
the only mundane possibility.
Firstly, the body that's been found is really Professor Zane. With the option that either you are not Professor Zane
or we are
looking at Professor Zane from a different period in history.
Yeah.
Did I look broadly the same age?
All except your liver.
Did look rather like you, old chap.
We do need to get
the body,
doctor to check this.
The body should be...
You didn't use Hermes, did you?
Could be worse than
we actually have a functioning postal service in
Victoria. We do. It comes several times a day.
We get post once a week.
You can have a body delivered, and then you can, by return of post, send the body back to give somebody a reply. It makes being a gangster very helpful.
So, let's see. You have your examination. The doctor will basically... As far as liver is concerned, he'll ask you about symptoms, which you don't have. Give it a bit of a poke, and you don't scream in agony. And
Does it feel bigger or smaller? No. Well, normally a fatty liver would be quite a bit bigger than a normal liver. So if you can't feel that...
Still, perhaps it's...
Going tender is one of the first
things. Yes. Isn't it best...
It really doesn't seem to have done that.
Like a tonsils or an appendix. I mean, shouldn't we remove it to be safe?
Okay.
Just to make sure.
Does he have any opinion on what could have caused this, apparently... Is there a medical condition, like syphilis, that could... Not that I have that, we've talked
your
about
your twin
that.
Brother has recently
my
died.
My friend.
And you're concerned because there seemed to be a thing in the liver, so you're thinking it might affect you as well.
Yes,
that's
yes.
The reason
for any...
you being here.
Yes, exactly.
Your twin brother.
My close... yes. Yes. Oh.
No,
not that
let's
sort
let's
of
make it close. Yeah, you know, your twin has indeed been found dead. That's all you've got to say.
All right, yes, my twin's been found dead with a diseased liver. The coroner said these medical words.
Well, from that description, if that were happening to your liver, you would not have reacted as you have.
Okay, so that's not...
He's not going to cut you open because that's...
Push him harder! I say from the outside the room as the nurse tries to push me away.
I will explain the pain that I had, but I can't quite... Does that mean anything?
Oh, I suppose it might, but poke. You're not suffering from it now.
That's doctoring, that is.
Yes, well, I respect his doctoring.
If you remember the asterisk in which various people have excessively fatty livers, a leaf landing on them causes them to go...
Yes, indeed.
Right, yes. Well, thank you. If you could forward the bill on to the madam, tit.
The madam? The madam really only has one meaning.
I was just looking for inspiration.
Then you looked at the calendar.
Yes.
Tit.
Then...
I see. Is it a Pirelli calendar? I'm
sure
it's
the
calendar
you
bought.
It's the one.
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
No, that's filthy.
It's 2 years old, but I keep...
You've got a lot of old calendars around. Mostly I noticed that I bought you.
Yeah. Well, I don't like to throw them away.
You could just, frame the pictures.
But then it won't change every month. It's really confusing because then you look at the dates
and it's wrong.
But, yeah, sorry. Just what was it?
Digitise and get one of those frames that just cycle through the pictures.
For those interested, it's a Sarah Edmonds For the Pun of It 2024 calendar.
Yes, we've just been through Cox. And we're on to the tits.
Yes. I buy the tea towels for friends of mine.
You just got a calendar. So.
All right, well, I'll come back from the doctor's report. Whatever was going on with that Zane doesn't appear to be going on with me yet.
But he appears, as far as we can tell, broadly the same age, was wearing clothes that we recognise, so probably not years apart, because I don't think you buy enough clothes to last that long.
Well, the fashion...
Do we know when the bodies do?
The fashion's...
Well, I
changed
just
long
about
ago.
Now.
Sorry?
Just about now.
Oh, yes. I mean, you should be turning up any moment.
Here come the black horses.
I mean, it can't be that long away, because I expect to be coming in some money soon, and then I will be...
Okay.
And, see, you think we've perhaps murdered for money?
Yeah.
Well, it's possible,
there's,
but I haven't had time to buy
any. Can you just arrange to have the body, Zane's body brought in?
A laying out in the drawing room, sir?
Yeah, I think so.
We'll
all enjoy that.
I'm sure you'll.
You should go in and already be there.
Pleased.
Hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, my wife would be absolutely.
Maybe send her to the country for a week's respite.
God knows she's
well,
more capable
her,
than me.
At least one of those
is
alive.
Difficult.
All right, that's a peculiar thing to see.
A turn up for the books, Governor.
So basically, they will set up the simple plywood coffin and trestles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When they've gone, we take the lid off and go, by Jove, it looks just like you.
I feel I should pay my respects, but I got nothing.
All right, joking aside.
Jim, could we just get a table, just put in light and just put it next to
the next to it.
No, and just you, the two of you lie side by side.
This is not a moment of levity. This is my
I'm sure it is.
All your friends look at you and go, "Oh yes, it is."
Slice of glass at the top of the coffin, sir.
Oh.
Well, should we actually look at this liver ourselves?
I think the first thing you should do...
Well, the liver's in a jar
is
besides...
check your old clothes.
Yes. Right, okay, are these...
Also your sanity.
Not, do they look like your clothes? Enough.
Where did you go,
go
last
and get
night?
Your clothes.
That is a failed sanity roll.
Ooh. as you run screaming from the ring. Are they metal? Solid metal?
They are metal.
You
can
lose three and feel a bit wobbly.
I wonder if I might have a stiff one, please, Colonel. Captain.
Chivers.
Brandy,
you can have some of the...
cooking brandy.
Tradesman's brandy.
Ooh. Really, Captain, this is hardly the time for thriftiness.
Where did you go last night? Where were you last night?
I was with the widow...
Twanky.
No. The widow...
You were thinking it, though, weren't you? If John and I said it immediately, you were thinking it too.
The widow Flavour, who I was... Well, never mind what I was doing. I was back in time for a good night's rest.
I know.
So where does she live?
A Bloomsbury.
You were nowhere near. Was it Cannon Street Station?
Charing Cross.
Oh.
Charing Cross.
Not that I remember.
Not wildly far away, but not close by.
And how long were you there?
That's a very personal question.
It is quite a personal
question. He said he got back at a reasonable time, so clearly it was an unsuccessful assignation.
Yes, what was a reasonable time? Midnight?
It was before midnight. It was around about 9 or 10.
He got in about just after 9:30.
So where are the clothes that you were wearing last night? Where's your suit?
Well, Chivers took them to be seen.
The minute.
What?
Really?
Well, just that they would reach the end of their usefulness for the week.
Are they still there?
So we need to check with the laundry.
Where did the clothes go, Chivers?
Limehouse, probably.
They've been sent to the laundry, they've come back from the laundry.
Here they are. Are they the same? Any little snags or threads or anything that is the same?
Well, that's it. We can compare, literally.
They've got your
went to the laundry, those still smell.
I think your clothes are probably in fairly good repair, so there wouldn't be anything... Obvious, though, there might be a little bit of stain on a label or something of that sort, and those will match.
They will match, okay.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, this is uncanny. This is not.
I'm going back to the station hotel. Yeah, I'll be back later.
Yeah, to see. Okay, so things you can get there. Right, well, there is one of the chaps who gentleman of the road who sleeps by Hungerford Bridge has vanished, which is not in itself entirely unusual because they do move on, but
okay,
and hasn't turned up in the river.
Has not turned up in the river or anywhere else.
All right.
Had
he settled down for the night?
When last seen, but they don't exactly keep an eye out all night.
Okay, but it would be unusual once settled down for the night for him to then get up and move.
Yeah.
Okay.
I might have been moved on by a constable, but
maybe not. Mm. Not in this area, anyway.
Yeah, I'm mostly busy moving on the prostitutes.
Yeah,
Or indeed moving on the prostitutes. So let's see what else you got.
Comedy gold, wall to wall.
One of them says he did see a hearse passing by, and followed it for a bit, but it didn't stop. So,
which direction was it going?
I didn't know that it was street pig.
From somewhere in the east, came in, drove around a bit, and went away again.
Didn't stop at all.
Didn't stop at all, which is why he remembers it.
At night?
That's odd at night,
good.
In the middle of the night. Okay.
Yeah, it's not like people leave the corpse out in the street to be picked up by a...
That was about 2:30.
Hmm.
But it didn't stop. Which didn't go over the bridge.
Didn't get to Bondo. The bridge is only railed for us anyway.
All right, and none of the Timmies have got any other info.
That's what they've got.
He gets his other half crown.
Can I check? Sorry, was
full crown?
A full crown. I'm nice. He's
now off to study.
We talked about 2 o'clock. Was that when the body was taken out of the river, or when it was noticed, or when they thought it fell in?
I noticed about 3.
Okay,
so we think 2 is when it fell in.
Time of death, ish, don't we?
And he was seen to be the man was seen to stumble and then fall over.
So he wasn't thrown in.
He wasn't thrown in. He looked like he'd been beaten up.
Met a fellow down the docks who saw him stagger injured to the edge of the.
So they only saw one person on his own. There wasn't a fight, but we don't know where he came from. Did anybody? Nobody saw where he came from.
Well, where he came from was the station,
but nobody hanging around the station saw him.
The actual fight must have taken place somewhere around there. How far could he have staggered in that condition without him being robbed? And murdered, you know. I mean,
yeah, that seems fair.
He would have been an obvious 38 mark.
Under 60.
It's a little bit surprising that nobody saw him going into the station, because that's on the streets, and there are people on the streets. They might have missed him, but it's surprising.
And if there'd have been a fight in the station, you would think somebody in the station.
Yeah, it's not completely deserted at night, though. Of course, there aren't any trains. It's probably just a night guard or that sort of thing.
Yeah. Do you need a ticket to get into the
platform?
Station.
No.
Platform tickets are usually a thing. I think they were introduced.
They need a ticket to get on the platform?
You can get into the station, but not by the trains. But I don't know if that's actually
a thing. Can you get through the station to the footbridge?
To the footbridge, no.
So you need a ticket?
You could get through the station out onto the tracks if you dodge past the heavy barriers there might be, which there isn't much of.
Okay. But he wasn't seen going in. Where was the guy who disappeared? Where did he settle down for the night? In the station?
No, he was below the bridge.
Below the bridge. Right, okay.
You've got the Thames Embankment running below the bridge.
Yeah.
Between eliminating eliminating witnesses, possibly?
So we've got a hearse comes in from the east at about 2:30.
After the incident.
A man matching the description of deceased Zane staggers out of the station probably before that.
About 2 o'clock.
Okay, so that seems to be the first thing.
Yeah.
There's a man settles down on Hungerford Bridge.
Yeah.
Another man, potentially Zane-esque, staggers out of Charing Cross Station.
It's quite a new station. A few years old.
Okay, staggers out of Charing Cross Station. Does not stagger far enough to have been stripped of all his valuables.
Nope.
Well, he's coming out of the station. The tracks directly onto the bridge.
Okay, so out of the station along the tracks and ends up in the river.
Yeah.
Seems to stagger into
the river. So if you follow the tracks backwards into the station.
Mm.
There presumably are tunnels.
Is it a terminus station?
I forget that people aren't Londoners.
Yes,
I'm pretty certain Charing Cross is terminus, but
But the thing is, it's on a very steep slope. So you've got the high ground where the station is, which drops away very steeply, and then there's a bit of flat ground, which is Thames Embankment. It's just been redeveloped. Mm. It used to be built up.
So he would have come downhill.
Hang on. From the station itself, if a train's not good at climbing slopes.
No.
So what you've got, in effect, is from the station, you go on the level across the track, along the tracks. The tracks are elevated well above
the embankment.
The embankment and the river.
Yeah, over the bridge.
And then they cross the river and
the embankment definitely shouldn't be anything to do with what we're looking at, because everything will be way above.
Well, the next slight complication is that there are footbridges along the side of the railway bridge. They are separate bridges. They're sharing the supports, but they are separate footways.
Yeah,
and publicly accessible.
Yes, and the way you get to those is from the embankment. You go up about 3 flights of stairs.
Yeah.
And then out across the river.
And that's but not
Zane
that,
came
not
across
what,
the railway.
Where did
he was on
he
the track?
He was definitely seen on the track.
He was on the track.
Yeah, so he was that's
and coming from the station. The tracks is just from the station.
So he'd.
So we have tracked. Pardon the bad pun.
Yeah.
We have tracked him back to the
station. Yeah.
Lost luggage. Left luggage. Was he in a box in left luggage?
Well, we still haven't worked out where he was attacked
or why. So
but
he wasn't attacked
too far out of there because otherwise. The GM would know we'd never make a link, so it has to be.
Well, no, but more importantly, he was beaten up badly enough.
Mm.
This is from the book that he wouldn't have been able to.
This is what I'm saying. If he'd gone through any part, sort of rough parts of London, which is what you get
he
around stations, that kind of stuff,
but
he would have been targeted immediately by someone who thinks.
Only
seen leaving the station,
seen
not
leaving
it.
The station. There was nobody
yeah.
who saw him going.
No, but that doesn't mean that he didn't.
Yeah, he could have been perfectly okay.
Has the station got a night later. Watchman?
Yes, only the one.
I might go find him.
Yeah, I don't think he would have been in any condition, from what we've been told it was like when he went off the bridge, to have gone either far or in a sort of deliberate way. He was probably staggering as best he could to get help, maybe.
Mm.
So he's not going to have necessarily been trying to sneak past the night watchman or anything like that. So that seems unlikely he would have been outside of there. So how is he on the tracks then?
Yeah.
If he was beaten up on the tracks, then we're looking for probably two or more people who weren't noticed.
But they could have come up onto the tracks from these footbridges.
They could.
There's no
direct connection. I mean, if you were agile,
could you jump over?
You could, or swing between girders or something like that. But there's no
right,
actual,
but it's not
there's
easy.
No way to simply to step
we're
onto the
looking
tracks.
For a belligerent ape.
Well,
I knew you were going to be playing. So.
And again, we are looking for someone who wants to beat up somebody, but doesn't want to rob a man who is obviously at least moderately prosperous. Which is a relatively unusual.
But it's Zane, he's never got any money on him. That's why they beat him up, because he had no money on him.
They'd probably take his watch at least.
He still had his watch. Though.
If they were desperate, they'd have taken his clothes.
So is he now got two pocket watches?
Well, one's full of river water, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm.
Put them in some sweet oil for a while, and then you can save it.
I would leave it with my dear brother.
Mm-hmm.
Nearly departed.
Is it exactly the same as yours?
Mm.
Well, no, this one's been in the river overnight. I think if
we're beginning to see why somebody may have killed you.
If we track the other me to the station, that's where our trail ends. Let's go and investigate the station.
But I'm just thinking this watch,
which you are
this
already.
This watch, as well as the clothes, start to look at something beyond normal human experience. If it's the same watch, or exactly the same...
Oh, well, this one is engraved by the...
no, please tell.
By Madame Dredd.
Oh, God.
How do you think of these names?
I'll flip open the corpse's watch. Is it engraved?
More importantly...
Waterfalls on the floor. Yes, it's engraved.
What time
my
is
darling Zane, for happy memory.
Oh, that's a good question. What time does it say on the...
Because it would have stopped in the water.
One of his
probably,
stopped at the same time.
Maybe not immediately, but probably. Let's see. Let's just have a... Okay, the glass is not cracked. 2:15.
So, I'll just check my watch is still going.
Assuming you wound it and so on. I've done
my normal watch
maintenance. It didn't stop at 2:15 in psychic synopsis.
Oh, I don't check it every in the middle of the night. But it seems to be fine at the minute, yeah.
It does.
Okay, so it is a facsimile of me.
Mm.
A very fine facsimile.
Some people for... this person is at the station.
He's dead.
About 2:00 in the morning. No one saw him go in. No one saw anyone else apparently
I wake the night watchman up from his... Lodgings.
Well, Okay, it might be 10 good tonight.
To be fair, it's probably about it's probably well. Late in the afternoon or early evening.
It's probably like coming on shift then.
Okay.
I think
some sort of charm or persuade.
I think it would be useful if we brought Erogenous over to the station and see who recognises him.
That might actually be helpful. I could be like, was pissed out of my face there.
So, change into the clothes you were wearing.
You'd be fairly generous as before.
Sorry?
Presumably
I will.
Yeah, that too, right. Yeah, with a roll like that, 70 something, and I've got 21 in charm, so yeah.
Okay.
Splash in the cash.
He'll say whatever you want.
Going on about the history of the place here, used to be a market before they built the station, then before that it was Hungerford House and Hungerford family and so on.
Okay. And last night, was it a fairly quiet night last night?
Yeah, nothing happened at all.
Do you sleep much?
Of course not. I get paid to stay awake.
Uh-huh. How often do you do rounds?
Every half hour, usually.
As often as I can get to the pub. Right. So we're narrowing it down a bit.
51 on a 52 of streetwise. But that's for sailors, not really just normal stuff, is it?
Are there any sailors around here?
Hush now.
Oh, I know a few.
To be fair, the general
insight. That's what I'm looking for.
He seems to be genuine.
Okay.
I mean, possibly he's not being completely honest about when he misses his rounds, but he sounds like he's doing them reasonable.
Okay. Between 2 and 3 last night.
I remember that. There was some tramps shouting down on the bridge.
That'll be him.
Okay. What was he shouting? Do you know? Did you hear?
Not the face.
That's usually what he says.
That is.
Something about some bloke going in the water. I shouted down to him and he didn't answer, so.
Okay. So that would have been about just after 2?
Yeah.
Just before 2, anything happen in the station?
No.
See anybody on the tracks?
No, I was doing my rounds at that time, and then I got out to there and heard the bloke.
But you didn't see anybody at all? You didn't hear anything else?
No.
Nobody else in the station?
Okay,
so, secrets of the station, then. So, it's fairly newly built.
Yeah, haven't even got a ghost yet.
Well,
you might have one now.
You might have one now.
Well, I was at King's Cross.
Well, the sun is over the yard on.
What happened is somebody went off the tracks last night over the side of the bridge into the river.
Yeah.
That's what the tramp was shouting about.
Yeah, can I have one of my
And I'm trying to work out where he came from, because he wasn't seen coming into the station by any of the street kids.
I mean, I can't say I definitely have seen somebody coming in, but I definitely didn't.
I can't say I definitely didn't. Very good. Presumably, he could have just hopped over the barrier to get onto the tracks. There's no big gates or anything, is there?
Correct, but he'd have had to be pretty quiet.
He'd fall on his face, wouldn't he?
Same.
And of course,
Zane's quite dexterous.
Yeah, but it's not after he's been beaten half to death.
Sorry?
There's no lights in there at night, so it's just my lantern.
Just the lantern. Okay. Could we sort of have a look at the edges of the tracks where the platform is, or where you go down the platform onto the tracks, just to see if there's anyone obvious that somebody fell off the side of the platform onto the tracks, or
he's not going to say no to the cash cow that basically is Alberta at the moment.
The only consideration is you have had a full day of passenger traffic through there.
I know, but they
hear
don't
the voice of
go onto the
Timmy
gravel.
Saying,
yeah.
Get
Do
away
they?
From her, she's mine.
I saw whatever you want.
Yeah, the passenger traffic doesn't go onto the gravel.
Sure.
So, can we have a look round?
Yep. Yeah.
Let's see if we can see anything.
Let's see. Okay, go alert this.
50! 53, so yes.
Okay, there's at least some plausible, might be footprints. Distance is about sort of right. And they start from
That's hungry. Mm. I can tell from the froth, yes.
I've still tried.
Very, very nice.
You're welcome to have a bit.
I'll go for a little bit later if you don't mind.
Go on, thanks.
Certainly want to taste.
Yeah.
Or
do you want to smell it?
There is a wooden hatch or something in the side of the platform.
Where does that lead?
Oh. That's probably for cleaning under the platform, dive.
Can we have a look?
Not on my. Well, I don't want to with the trains and all.
All right.
A bit later.
Okay. Good grief. You've been baking mad. I'm still one then, because I can't get in the box. No. Oh wow, they're good.
Feel free.
So
they are tantalisingly tasty.
They're very tasty.
No, they're tantalising.
Tantalising. So a week.
So it snatches itself away before you eat it.
Yes, good temptress.
Oh, very nice. I didn't need to know these existed.
Yeah, I got some by mistake.
In fact, do you want some of these? Because I'm going to struggle eating all of those.
No, you're not. You'll manage.
No,
I'll have some.
Grab a handful.
Train wise.
To be safe, probably about 10 left of all.
I'm going to dress up in the clothes I was in yesterday. Which
I might return later with some friends. Is that okay?
Sure. Yeah, sure.
Thank you. How big is the hat? Just looking at it. Man-sized, obviously.
Yeah. basically about four foot high, which is the height of the platform. And you have to take feet wide.
Under the...
Okay. On the side.
On the side
more
of the
wooden panel on it.
But it's not
hat.
Safe to get in yet. Because
so... And if I'm... Which way does it go? Sideways. Obviously, it'll go down possibly at some point to the embankment. Who knows? But if it goes sideways, which way does it go? Up river or down river?
Slightly down river.
I am drunk it yet. This is different.
I will return to
just
the captain.
Fumes again.
That was that rum yesterday.
Oh yeah.
Mm. Yeah, not too hard. It's very whiskey adjacent.
A whiskey adjacent rum.
Yeah, that was definitely the feeling I got from that.
Mm.
Not spiced rum.
I don't drink rum, but you.
Well, no, he didn't. So. No, it didn't.
Have him.
I was struggling. I really struggled with the taste.
My friend got it for my birthday. Not my birthday. What was the other thing? Christmas.
Christmas.
Is that Wednesday? Yes, apparently.
What was that?
Rum, a very posh expensive
rum. Oh, is that
when
you
rum.
Put a photo of
yeah,
on the...
Yeah.
Oh, don't know, we have to have
James, then, or something?
It's no, that is a whiskey.
Jameson's is a whiskey.
No, it wasn't.
No, it was...
Whatever I put...
Sure.
No.
Is it a sipping rum?
It's not for me, no, because it makes me feel sick when I smell it. Chairman's Reserve. You're welcome to it.
I've never seen that.
Don't know that. Okay.
I like Diplomatico, that's nice.
It's too Plus close it's to whiskey for me.
Oh, okay. I might have one later.
Yeah.
For sure. I come back to yours and say, I found a possible entry point onto the platform, onto the tracks.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like the footprints sort of come from under the platform through a hatchway.
Hang on.
We can't get there until 11 o'clock and get access tonight until about 11 o'clock
Can
when
I
the trains have stopped.
Any prints to his face?
Now, Ben is suggesting this may be a version of me from the future.
Mm.
So we're suggesting I go to the exact place where I died with me dressed in the same clothes that I died in.
Yeah, well, that was your suggestion, to be fair.
Yeah, maybe I won't. Wear the same clothes.
No, I wouldn't wear the same clothes if I
because if I never wear those clothes again, then I can never die.
That won't be how it works, though.
Can we not have an existential
agreement
about this? Come on. It's been a long day. Dinner would be most welcome.
Is your cook up
to it, or do you want me to send out?
No.
You have to stare down your fate to defeat it.
Do I, though?
Sort
can't
of
I run away from
everybody? No, have you not heard the story of the man who ran away from death?
Yes, he was fine.
He ran away.
No.
I wrote a story about the man.
Met him in Baghdad and don't know the story?
Go to Baghdad.
I'm not suggesting you go to Baghdad for once. Go to Baghdad, for God's sake. No, you have to tackle this. This has to be serious.
Logically, if I never wear those clothes again, I will never end up in that position.
Logically, you apparently turning up dead when you're clearly not wouldn't be logical, would it?
I shall wear a different waistcoat.
Yes, I think you should, actually.
May I suggest one that inflates on contact on water?
That was the one that made you laugh. Waistcoat.
I will, I'll wear a different waistcoat and an entirely separate cravat.
Yes, a combined waistcoat and cravat will be very practical.
A life cravat.
The one without the nude ladies on it.
So well, it's on the inside.
Might I suggest you wear darker clothes this evening?
Would you like to blacken up my face?
And oh things that you don't mind getting dirty.
He does this up all the time. It's just in the number of times we have to cut out Nick going on about black face and blacking up. Jesus, it's... You know, we've tried to tell him that, unfortunately, that whatever Morris dancers tell you, it's considered racist.
You got your work.
Oh, no, it's just because they want to disguise themselves. What as a minstrel troupe? You know?
We did a Ribbon of Memes episode on Al Johnson's story, and we
thought... There you go, sir.
If you want to hear how I feel about blacking up, you may listen to it.
Yeah, that's right. He does a podcast about blacking up. I still call him a friend, but honestly, it's a hell of a hell of a stretch. Yes. Oh,
I'm just thinking of a certain Mr. Ridley, and well, this isn't a racist joke, but
that was
it was incredibly bad. But
I'm just glad that we're part of such a multicultural group here at Watson Hall.
Yes,
yeah, we're not all just middle class white.
We've got a woman in the team.
Well, we've got some women at the table.
Sometimes.
Notice I didn't say middle class white British.
Okay, after that little interjection, I am going to wear different clothes when I go to the station tonight.
We have some scram.
And a curly wig.
A bright wig.
And some whiskey.
Absolutely.
We're going out and it's June though, so
As you go out in the different clothes, the skies are piling over, but I'm sure it's a coincidence.
Taking lanterns. Going
definitely.
Armed.
Oh, well, yes. I only have a Purdy, and I can't walk through London with a double barrel Purdy.
I've probably got a spare pistol or four.
Yeah. Well, that's the only firearm he owns, but I left it back at the, it's appropriate.
I'm always armed.
Yeah.
I don't think I can.
To be fair, I think I'm supposed to always be armed.
I can.
I mean, I've got a stout cane, obviously.
Sorry,
because. Cavalry man.
Yeah, I carry a pistol. Yes.
Oh, okay.
I'm very large.
You're very large.
I'll stand at least your arm's length away.
Do not give our bookseller a pistol.
No, I shall manage with a stout stick of my own fists.
You don't want to borrow one of these? I wave a pistol.
I have no ability to hit anybody with it, to be honest, so no.
I shall talk
bare quickly. Hands and the Purdy, that's all good enough for me, but sadly I'm purdyless.
Clayton,
do you have anything you're taking, Jane?
Clayton, is there anything that you'd like us to carry for you?
You might
reasonably have something, don't feel constrained.
Some witch hazel or liniment for the bruises that are bound to follow.
I've got a derringer you can borrow.
No, we don't.
I shall take a lantern and my stick to walk safely within, potentially underground.
I shall take nothing except my genius.
So you're so
nothing.
Because it's stood you in good stead so far.
Well, I'm the live one, not this dead guy.
All right.
This is the loser.
But if you think about it, that dead guy is you, and he had nothing but his genius, and look what happened.
Well, what that tells me is even amongst Zanes, I am the better Zane.
So far. But there's the displacement in history that we're thinking about.
Well, possibly.
The
liver is the peculiar thing.
Yes.
So perhaps that's just a fluke. That was a...
No, we know what it was.
Yes, please don't.
Sorry, I banged the table.
I'll take a few leather belts, I guess.
Yes, we may all need one of those to thrash the bugger with later.
A leather belt. Okay, yes, well, I'll...
take some rope.
Well, I...
Yes, we might bump into a Conservative politician at some point and need to earn some money.
Yes. Where's fisticuffs on here?
Unarmed combat. Down near the bottom.
Oh.
Yeah, you're not very good at it.
Perhaps I should take a pistol then. I can actually use one.
I'm actually quite good at that, which I put down to... I knock over a lot of drinks.
So you had to train up in defending yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Afterwards. Yeah, that makes sense.
Just in case we end up near the river, can anybody swim?
I very much doubt it.
No,
20%, 40%.
No,
yes, again.
You're the lifesaver, then. We'll fall in the river.
It is the Thames.
I can do a meek dog.
Oh, that's true. We can probably walk across it, can't we?
We could all cuddle together.
It's more of a quicksand. Well, it's more of a sewer, really, isn't it?
Okay.
It's,
about.
Yes, we are. Pre-battle get.
Whatever sort of time it is, 10:30, we head off to the station.
Mm-hmm. We'll get a cab, to be honest.
Do you have a carriage?
An Ansem.
I've got a carriage or I might.
That does involve
get a couple
leaving
of chaps
a driver
from
there.
The, I can.
Could
either ask him to call
regiment.
Back.
Good idea.
Yes, yes. If you want somebody to wait there who is possibly tooled up.
I'm not going to run away.
Yeah, but where are you going to get the cab from?
The carriage?
Yeah.
From my regiment.
Okay.
I'm going to borrow.
Captain.
The regimental carriage. Yeah.
Well,
aren't they normally gun carriages?
No, they have stuff for moving goods around.
Yeah, we've got.
Okay.
And beds.
Yeah.
We go to the station. My carriage.
Mm-hmm. Basically, for half a guinea.
Thank you for keeping us on track.
Do anything. So.
Keeping us on track.
Speaking of on track, go to France.
I think it was Kale who posted yesterday. It was your thing. A street urchin turns up with a note saying, "Get on with the plot."
I thought you used to have an NPC called Derek who would literally open a secret door at some point and go, "Quick, this way," whenever anything could really bog down in the game.
So the last train leaves from platform 3 and the night watch from all show you onto the track.
Okay.
I'll see. Does he recognise me at all when he sees
not
any obviously. Reaction?
Doesn't seem to.
Okay.
I hand over a guinea.
Does he recognise him now?
Just looks surprised. Yeah. I was like, no, I don't.
He goes off to put in his retirement papers.
Okay, so this way, guinea.
Basically, Albert's creating the middle class as we go.
What's the point of having all this money if you can't use it?
Tell that to Mr. Musk. Not that we're recording this.
So you've got this chunk of wood bound.
What was
for,
that?
For where it was.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So we've got tools to move it.
Well, it's just a matter of lifting it up.
Okay, we move it.
I lift it over.
You're a big man.
Yeah.
Stocky fellow.
Between the two of us. Between the two of us, we can move it.
Okay, good. Behind it, you've got a bit of a rotten slope. It's a bit of a scramble down. Maybe a problem for you, but it'll just take time. It's not hazardous.
And should have brought tea trays.
Well, possibly not, because the other thing you notice when
I was thinking
open
thinking
it
was
is
thinking.
A definite smell of decay.
Ooh.
What, more than just a normal sewer?
Specifically rotting meat.
Ooh.
Oh.
Ooh.
Well, that's a bit.
I may take out.
Oh, we did say there was a market. Used to be a market.
That's a good idea. Should we pee on it first?
I wonder what sort of market.
Why would you?
I think that's
I
a thing
my mind
you do.
Back.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
What did you say? There
I
used to be a market
in the war that hasn't happened.
And then it was owned by the
Hungerford
family.
You pee on a handkerchief and put it around your face. If you're desperate.
Right.
Or if you're about to be stung in the face by jellyfish.
Any particular market or just a general market?
It was mostly.
Eureka will type.
Well, it can't hurt.
Sorry.
So,
all right,
I'll
put a handkerchief on round my face too.
So, should I do a constitution roll? Should we do constitution rolls?
Yeah, at this point, it's noticeable, but it's not.
How enclosed is it, or is it just?
Well,
you
if you're
got this space leading down, you don't know.
Forefathers
well,
in the trenches.
Is
I'm just wondering
like
if one of them was the first person
or
to suggest that.
Or is it
my uncle Jack was on them artillery.
It looks fairly open.
Okay, all right.
My uncle Jack actually died in the First World War. He's buried outside Baghdad.
My uncle Jack is buried. It wasn't Egypt.
Do you want to go visit?
I would imagine a lot of. He's buried outside Baghdad, not really. It's not the best part of the world at the moment, what with the neighbours having some issues.
Oh no, Uncle Jack actually had made it through the First War, and when my mum asked him, it was like he'd just volunteered for everything, latrine duty, anything unpleasant, he just did it to get him out of the trenches.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how he made it through. And Kerry's great uncle was on the searchlights, which is a great way to get hit by bombs, and he did not make it through.
Yeah, what you want to be on is on ground air trumpets.
Right.
Genuinely, this is a way of detecting incoming aircraft.
With a giant ear trumpet.
Yeah.
Yeah, we say the huge concrete. I mean, they're not. If you don't hold them up, they are enormous.
Do you want to go see them?
Still exist.
Yeah.
There's a.
In France.
Dunwich. Oh, who did the. They did
you think it was Scary Fires?
Yeah, the Scary Fires, because he did
one about it. Yeah, Orfordness.
I want to go visit.
Yeah, we'd be up for it.
Cool. I would definitely be up for that. It's not that far from me.
Just so you can stand there and go, I'm all ears.
Well, we've done that now. We don't have to do it when we actually
have to do it.
Will,
when we're there. Yeah, but you will.
Well, I won't.
Yeah.
All right, I will. But then we'll have forgotten that you gave me the idea.
Right, so we that's carefully around.
Anyway, gaslighting.
Carefully go down.
Okay, so what you've got at the bottom of this, it's a fairly open space. You can see the platforms and so on.
I had noticed tonight it didn't actually bother me.
Down at the bottom, there is another doorway, and then a room. Okay, let's see, about 10 by 20 foot, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
The smell is a lot stronger here.
I say.
Oh, pretty pungent, isn't it?
I might put a scarf.
Smells like somebody's weeding over my scarf.
Cast the lantern around, see if there's an obvious source.
Oh, careful, old chap. Might it be flammable?
Well, I shouldn't think so.
He's got a detector, don't worry.
Yes.
So, got a canary with you.
I'm definitely going to ask you for sanity rolls. You've got
sanity
all of us.
You've got bits of animal.
I rolled a one.
You're fine.
Are these recognisable animals?
I've seen worse in Singapore.
Yeah. I think yours. Oh, there's your 60.
I've got a 90.
62.
Well,
okay, D6.
John's got a 100. So you lose sanity when
D6.
So you lose.
How much?
A D6 of sanity.
Five.
If you lose a lot in one go, you might have a bit of a mental beat.
Anyway.
Yes. And then sort of keep track. If you lose more than. 12? Oh, I don't know if that's a thing in Cthulhu in time.
You start with...
right.
I just can't remember how I did it on this particular... You start with the bold number, and there should be another... Yeah, if you go past the underlined number, bad things happen.
Right, okay.
Okay. I've rolled 93.
Mm-hmm. I rolled 62
and I've got 35 sanity.
Mm-hmm.
A D6.
Yep, right side.
4, that is a reasonable amount of my sense. What is it, 20% in a game hour? Alright, so if I lose 2 more, I'm in trouble.
Hang on, sorry. Yeah, I've misread that because I've read the breaking point as being current. So in fact, I wasn't on 72, I was on 90. And
90?
Yeah, apparently.
Mm-hmm. I'm on 31.
So I'm on 85.
I'm a fragile chap.
I'm on 55.
Perhaps we should get the police to investigate. I really feel that it's
specifically. Looks like bits of a chicken, black cockerel, some little black bird.
There must be more than just the one.
Scattered about the place. Yeah.
No,
perhaps it was a big black.
At least two
cockerel.
Or three.
And
yeah.
They're all the same type of.
There are also sacks of flour and salt, and some of those have been scattered in patterns on the floor.
Right, I'm going to have a sit down.
Do you want to make one of your occult rolls?
I'm just going to have a moment, and then I shall investigate.
I made an occult roll.
I too am having a moment.
So.
Does this look like an occult?
Anybody with a occult roll to roll it?
Yeah,
quite plausibly voodoo.
Oh.
0-1.
97. Working my way down to it.
Ticket.
I've rolled 1 under 76.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's my best skill.
You are definitely thinking
voodoo.
Voodoo?
Ah, this is one of these Haitian cults. The large black cock is evident of...
If you're at home and want to tick your Nick Bingo card...
this is some kind of, what, summoning circle? Or some kind of dark voodoo.
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 This is Haitian.
What's that?
What, in London?
Well, London. Those who meant they're a cult, well, yes, it starts there, but it's also spreads to other places in other forms.
Mm.
Oh, yes. And it came from Africa in the first place anyway,
yeah,
so...
Sort of. Some of the elements did, but it's very much
mixed
created
up
in Haiti,
yeah,
from
yeah
the combination of that with missionary Christianity.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And is this a long singular tunnel?
No,
this is a room.
A room. Okay.
It gives, yeah, it, this looks like an actual constructed room.
Okay.
A sort of chamber, a ritual chamber, perhaps.
Chamber of horrors, if you ask me.
But someone,
how is it constructed? Is it wood? Is it stone?
It looks like brickwork.
Ah.
Somebody has built it. Can we walk round it?
Yeah.
There's
not a door.
Ooh.
Oh.
Light fittings?
No,
or anything?
I mean outside, not inside. Outside. So what's it? Is it a wall?
You came down the slope through
yeah
a door to get into it.
Yeah.
And there wasn't really anywhere else to go.
Right, okay.
So we've been through a corridor.
Are there light fittings
I'm
or sconces or anything like that?
No, there are some lamps standing around.
Right,
so I'm trying to work out how people get in here without going through that hatch in the station.
What is the
okay
name of London Marin? Part of London Marine?
Charing Cross Station.
Yeah.
Charing
Hungerford.
Cross. The Hungerford.
Bridge.
Hated. The Hungerford Hated. Mm-hmm. The Charing
Hungerford
Cross
horror
Chicken Mystery.
Cock Mystery.
The Charing Cross Cock. There is the title of my new book.
I can't possibly sell it.
I know quite a few old dears would be very interested in such a.
Yes, I
tail.
yes. Well, and
what about three black cocks?
Why?
He's
I'm working on it.
Is the unfortunate birds here? Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, quite.
All right.
Just trying to think of a title that
so,
you know isn't so.
The other
gratuitous
door.
Yes.
Is it
a dimension sharing cross?
It's not locked, at least.
Open it.
Yeah, there are basically you've got a corridor and a couple of other rooms and another door that leads to the outside. Down on the embankment.
Oh, well,
it's in the other room.
I might get a bit of fresh air, actually. I'm not feeling so well.
A couple of bottles of really rather good brandy.
Oh.
Okay.
Half-eaten picnic basket. Well, contents of.
Yeah.
Oh, from where?
I thought I was doing them at this date, probably.
Mm.
How fresh does
it
look?
Quite fresh.
So,
expensive. Possibly, yes.
Definitely expensive.
Right.
Are there, in the gore, are there, like, footprints or anything like that?
You haven't really got puddles of blood. You've got splashes of blood.
And it leads down onto the embankment?
Yeah.
They perhaps drained the blood into a vessel of some sort.
Ah, yes. Well, this
is
very traditional for the Haitian.
Who have you upset,
the vessel in the pestle is the brew that is true.
Who hasn't he upset?
Let me get my list.
Is there a receipt in the picnic basket? Or a
no
bill of sale?
No.
What's actually in it?
And
is it a standard purchase or is it a bespoke purchase?
Your credit rating is, or whatever, I can't remember what it's called, because the hotel is such that you would probably recognise things of that sort. This has been assembled to order.
Excellent. I'll make a note of what's in it.
Mm-hmm.
Where was it from again?
Very
from
good, Alberta. Anything in the other room?
Can't believe that somebody might be tracked down and held responsible due to their taste in picnic.
No, but it might allow us to track them.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's what could do it.
Who
you know
comes down here and has a jolly picnic when they're
well
murdering chickens and summoning doppelgangers of
has
meat?
Everything been put back neatly, or has it just been left?
Well, some dark magic has occurred.
All fairly neatly.
Okay, so they're expecting to come back.
It can't be coincidence.
Quite possibly.
Okay.
You sure it's not somebody cooking?
Might I suggest?
I mean, they're a terrible cook.
We close the doors and wait.
Yes.
Somewhere quietly.
Oh.
But you're
because that food's not going to last very long.
Well, a few weeks at least for the unopened. Unopened tins.
Oh, okay. Is it all unopened? Is it just unopened tins?
Bearing in mind, the tin has been invented. The tin opener, I think, is not quite.
Mm. So it might last a little long.
Might last
intended.
A bit longer than us waiting.
So it's probably a lot of lead in the shoulders.
Yeah. Okay.
Right,
are you suggesting
worth
that your...
this place out.
We'll use the word doppelganger.
To coin a phrase that I tend to use in a novel. In a...
So you're suggesting that the doppelganger originated here. Was brought into existence on this spot.
That would make sense as to why he didn't have a ticket stub, why he never appeared in the... why no one saw him in the station.
But to what purpose?
Well, that's...
Are there any tramps' clothes around?
No.
Okay.
Could there be a spell that... So we have a vanished hobo.
Street.
Nobody would use the word hobo.
No. An indigent...
A vanished indigent.
A tram.
Could it be possible that they were somehow transformed into a facsimile of me?
Possibly.
As possible as anything else.
Anything, yeah.
And just for the pleasure of beating him up.
Yeah, maybe.
It's got to be worth selling your soul to Satan for that, isn't it?
I mean,
quite frankly, I rather fancy it now.
Well, this is it.
Have you had any encounters with practitioners of the Haitian art?
Oh, I mean, you've read my extensive body of work.
Yeah, but have you given any of them cause to wish to violently
assault
you?
Well, many.
Extensive
many.
If any of them
Yes, there's the...
or literate.
There's the Vancouver voodoo ring that I uncovered. In Wandsworth.
Sadly, the Wandsworth voodoo ring made it sound a little Hungarian, and it was very confusing.
I have had, I've been...
Have made yourself enemies?
What?
Well, I do get some bags of hate mail.
Have you met Erogenous?
But specific enemies would actively go to such lengths. Come now, Colonel. You would never sacrifice three chickens.
It's a future version of
I wouldn't waste a chicken on him. But
possibly these valiant chickens took it upon themselves to try and kill him. He was there. He managed to fight them off somehow and then staggered to his death. What do you think?
These chickens could have possibly been wearing shoes.
Well, what would be the... If they transformed a tramp, what would be the benefit?
Everyone would think you were dead.
But then why would they not?
Dead?
Well, who benefits if people think he's dead?
Who benefits if people think? Apart from Professor
Zane. Book. Right.
Well,
don't
benefit from being dead.
Yes.
No, but you benefit from the notoriety of being thought dead, but not actually being dead.
Better, or indeed at all. Well, same thing. And you would benefit. If you weren't actually dead, you could then benefit from the increased sales, which means the most likely person behind this whole thing is in fact you.
But then why would I then investigate my own death?
Because you're an imbecile.
You could have got you
there. That's, I mean, the confusing thing to me is why would they not then... I don't see what the benefit is without also doing something to me.
Like luring you into an underground room full of dead chickens.
And now,
where there's a picnic hamper, a couple of bottles of decent brandy,
to celebrate,
and all your friends to celebrate.
Honestly, we're just getting more suspects the further on we go.
Yes, yeah.
Well, I think someone watching this place is a good idea, because they may well return at some point.
Well, they've got to return at some point.
Alberta, could you maybe persuade some of your urchins to keep an eye on what's going on down here?
Could be very dangerous.
No. Well, that's exactly why I'm thinking that
they should do it rather than us.
Yes.
Disposable.
The average urchin.
The other question is, how quickly can they get word? Where are you going to be?
Station hotel.
I mean, if this...
I think even if it's a case of identifying who is coming in and out of this door...
We owe it to them to
What, to the chicks?
To stay here.
The chickens.
I'm thinking to the young people you're employing. I should probably stay.
I don't think we should put them in town. I don't think anyone else should get hurt. Particularly
just
not.
Yet.
It's a bit late, my feelings it? Have been rather hurt today.
Well, we could certainly remain here overnight, and perhaps tomorrow we could visit Fortnum and Mason's to inquire as to the provenance of this hamper.
Mm. True, they'll definitely let us in after we've been sleeping all night.
Well, I might go home and then I'll leave you to it. I'll see you tomorrow with
right.
the details of the hamper.
Well, I shall stay here.
Yeah.
What? Why?
I started thinking about who,
but what is the why now?
Unless this is pure coincidence, then someone
pure
has
coincidence.
Done it deliberately. What, that we found a room for? Yes, perhaps it just happens to be a voodoo room next to where something odd happens.
Somebody who likes particularly fresh chicken is picnicking next to a room full of dead chickens.
Chicken that they've not eaten.
Can we have a look around these rooms? I want to search for anything Zane-related.
Anything
like
zany.
Sympathetic magic.
Oh. If I'd been here before, there would be a book on the shelf.
There are
look,
no shelves.
It does look mostly disused. Mm. What you will find, actually, it's among the various litter in the first room you came into, the large chamber, is a hairbrush. Which, Zane, you remember that hairbrush? You
spanked hard by it many a night.
You assumed you'd had to leave it behind when you left that bedroom at 2 a.m. But,
wait, that is not a double. That is the actual hairbrush.
When missing a few weeks ago.
But you wouldn't know that, would you? Because the watch matched your watch, the clothes matched your clothes.
But I've lost the hairbrush.
You think?
Well, I'll tell you what, a lot of magical spells require pieces. That, for instance, if they had strands of my hair,
yes, quite.
That may be the focus of a spell. To create a doppelganger of me.
Right. Why are your hair so curly? I thought you had straight hair.
I just said strands of my hair.
Well, this explains... It doesn't explain why, but it potentially explains how.
Well, it means it was premeditated and planned. What I don't understand is the purpose.
Who were you seeing at the time?
How many?
What date was it?
Well, when it went
exactly,
missing,
that's
who were
the
you
question.
Seeing?
What date was it?
Yes. Who has had access?
Which date were you on?
Well, yes.
There was an unfortunate misunderstanding with the colonel, and I left the house in something of a hurry.
Colonel's wife you happened to be seeing?
There was a misunderstanding between a bedroom, but I don't think he was hugely annoyed. I don't think he even saw who I was.
Do you have a name for him?
Colonel Sanders.
Sanders, right.
With the chicken.
his woodworking empire, of course.
Yeah. Very fine furniture.
Alright.
Southern gentleman. Mm. With a tidy beard.
Some bald.
White bushy eyebrows.
I doubt that's related.
But that's where you lost that hairbrush.
So that's the last time I remember seeing it.
Somebody's taken the hairbrush. They've used the hairs to perform this ritual.
Mm.
Now,
very lucky. Yeah.
That would have to be deliberate, because otherwise why
ritual.
Choose... I mean, hairs are easy to obtain.
And well,
if
planned.
You just wanted to try this out, you could... Get hairs of absolutely anybody in. I mean, you steal somebody's hat, it'll have a few hairs left in it.
Yes.
Particularly if you grab hard enough.
Well, maybe what we've discovered is someone testing something, then getting rid of the evidence and not doing a very good job of that.
But that's what I'm saying, why test
then
it
going
on
doing
you?
Well, no,
because that would be a peculiar thing, I think, to test it on the hairs from that hairbrush. You'd probably
well,
want someone
be
very
they,
low class.
Do you
yes,
want to
why
do
you?
It? Well, that I don't know. Yeah. But
and
I suspect this unfortunate...
Kick 7 bells out of you.
Well, no, that's less
I know, but, you know, why they did that...
I mean, by that point, they've met him for at least 20 seconds.
Exactly.
Oh, I mean, potentially to... Seagulls. It could be to test the authenticity.
Or he might have been... He comes around, he thinks he knows who he is, maybe, or doesn't. He's panicking, tries to get out... A fight ensues.
Yes.
He does manage to break away. falls to his death.
Yeah, so maybe that part was an accident.
Possibly.
So on the body, were there signs?
He certainly got away because he was seen on his own.
Yes.
Of him scrambling up that slope. Because that presumably would.
Well, let's check my cousin's sketch here.
Okay.
Was there any sign that he'd hit back or anything under the fingernails?
That's the thing I was going to say. There's no sign that he actually managed to hit anybody because that's quite distinct.
Thank God it is safe.
But there is some laceration.
As of someone scrambling up. So they escape from whatever they meant to do. It seemed to have gone wrong.
The doppelganger escaped,
presumably surprise. Everybody was caught out by that happening.
Yeah. Chose not to pursue into the open.
Yes, perhaps they thought that was too dangerous. But
good point.
Perhaps they planned to get them later. But the unfortunate fellow staggered and fell into the water.
Or they watched them fall over the side of the bridge.
And assumed that was the end of the problem,
yeah.
And they were pretty much right, of course.
Yeah. All right, but
so
who
then we just come
and
to
why?
Who and why?
We know the how, or at least we have some idea. Well, this is where tracking them down. Well, so two leads are one to stay here and see if anyone comes back, and
two,
before them, amazing.
The picnic basket.
So who's actually staying on site?
I'm going to stay on site because having had a bit of a turn, I need to steal myself and.
I don't think we
should have the young lads coming around here. It's not right.
I failed my sanity check.
I was only thinking of them watching the door.
Still dangerous.
All right, I will. I'll steal myself.
Captain?
Well, there's brandy.
There is.
Yeah, we could do with a drunken armed man on our side, I think.
Jane, would you
to
like
fair,
to stay?
It takes
I'm
a lot of brandy to
staying
for the
here.
Take out the
gas.
Well, of course, he's an army man.
Okay,
not
well, perhaps you could visit Fortnum and Mason in the morning.
Yeah.
So they'll get a good night's sleep.
Sure, yeah.
Fortnum, they're a very
we
posh
all have a lad's night.
Hamper company.
Cheesemonger.
Sure.
I will stay, yes. I'm very curious as to what they are.
We can either leave by the embankment or we can leave by the station.
Let's leave out the station.
Whichever's easiest, really.
Yeah.
Or might not be observed by other people.
The night watchman knew we were going in, so at least
you
can tell him on the way out.
Oh, yeah. My friend's decided to stay, that's right.
Yeah.
The embankment.
What? This isn't my blood. No.
It wasn't locked, it was just closed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but how is it like in a. How easy is it? Would it be to spot somebody going in and out of it?
Well, obvious enough, it's just a door, but it doesn't lead anywhere obvious from the outside. If you look at it from the outside,
obviously at this time of night, there's not going to be anybody really.
Yeah.
What I was kind of thinking was, you know, is it like it almost concealed? But
not exactly, but it's just not very obvious.
Yeah.
So I'm still very curious about
this. Those anonymous doors.
I think you're right. Either the indigent fellow from the bridge was transformed or was a witness.
Somehow, or had to be
disposed of.
Or possibly a sacrifice like
the
chickens.
Because
the
guy who shouted was the guy who. He isn't missing, is he?
As far as you know.
No.
He's the guy that Alberta already saw, maybe.
Yeah, that's the one that possibly even Alberta. Yeah, you talked to, didn't you, I think? Mm.
Right, well, I'll pull out a deck of cards.
There is cards, there is brandy. About 1 o'clock, you hear the door being opened.
But I have a light.
But I was about to win.
You said there were girls at this party. Yes, yes, Jimmy. I'm not Jimmy, I'm James. Yes, yes, Jimmy. There'll be girls and brandy at the party.
Way! You're going to be badly upset when he walks in and finds four blokes and drunk his brandy.
Yeah. That's the
problem. Where are you actually?
We'd be in the Fortnum and Mason hamper route, but I guess we.
So
we.
That's a good point. Where is the door to the embankment? Is that in the Fortnum and Mason
room?
It's in
a
corridor.
There is a corridor that leads. Basically, one end is the ritual room and the other end is out to the embankment, and then the other rooms are off that.
Perfect.
So we are, well, I guess at least three of us would be in that room, and then whether we'd have someone sort of quietly patrolling the rest of the time?
Well, I was thinking that they're going to be coming in.
We wouldn't know which way they would come.
As I see it, that's the embankment.
Right, you're thinking they're coming up from the embankment.
They're coming past the two rooms into the ritual chamber.
Right, I'm going to stay in the ritual chamber.
Mm. Okay, I am not because I didn't like that room.
So
I'm not staying in the ritual chamber. I'm basically where the brandy is.
So
the captain and I are in the fighting.
Most of you hear three or four people moving past, and you will be able to observe this. They're coming into the ritual room with lanterns.
Once they're going to past. Position myself at the side with the door they're coming through, so hopefully if I'm in the corner, they'll move on.
Past, we relight our lantern.
Okay.
Ah, just missed it. That's 15 over 10.
Okay.
I say.
It's not a problem. Total of four men. One of them is clearly very drunk and stumbling. He is being held up by one of the others, who's basically taking him out into the middle of the floor and putting him down there. That fellow who's stumbling is clearly the infantry you were speaking to earlier. The others are all very well dressed, good quality tailoring, possibly even almost as good as yours.
By God, it's the Naughty Hellfire Club.
one of them looks quite old, the one middle aged, one quite young.
There you go, you see, it's the crone and the hag and the maiden.
They don't all look like me, do they?
None of them looks like you. There may be a slight family resemblance.
Do you recognise?
A slight what?
To each other.
Yes, I was going to say family resemblance between them or to Zane. So between them. So yeah. Okay. So three generations of deviants. I see.
Right, let's go on with this.
It's the Johnson family.
So basically, they're now in the room.
Yes.
And it's Species.
And you're still down in the other room.
Well, no, actually, funny you should say that. Because we've lit the lantern, I now take the lantern and my pistol, and I walk into the main room.
What the devil are you doing here?
Do you know, that was exactly what I was about to say.
I'm going to step forward and grab the guy on the floor by the sleeve. Come with me, sir, you're in danger.
No, not full of brandy.
No brandy, sir.
And there'll be more brandy and this shiny shilling for you if you come this way.
he's been offered half crowns.
A shilling.
I'm from the countryside, I'll have you know. We don't go.
I didn't give him half
crowns. No, you didn't know.
No, that was
the urchin that got half the crowns.
That was the urchin who is now retired and living on the Riviera.
Someone must restrain these men, says the older man.
Ooh.
Thinks about it and pulls out blunderbuss.
So
as he pulls out a blunderbuss,
and you couldn't hide a purdy.
This is more from the litter of stuff in the room. He clearly knew exactly where it was.
Damn, I should have searched, but there was a lot of chicken.
It was all ick and
goo. Okay, as he pulls out, as he puts his hand on as soon as I can see it's a blunderbuss, bang.
Okay, let's have a roll.
23 under 74.
Okay, roll some damage.
Okay.
Mostly to my eardrums, I suspect.
Seven damage.
Okay, that's going to hurt him, but it's not going to take him down.
Yeah. Anyone in the other room hears the signal.
Mm-hmm. I assume Zane is at the back because you are surprised.
Zane, he's in the back of a carriage heading to York.
Because so, I would have gone in with, I would follow the captain.
Yeah.
Right, yes, I'm your backup.
Okay, Zane, you notice something which the others do not notice. Because you recognise this chap, the older man. This is Lord Linton. Who you know, because he's about 60 and he has a young wife.
Oh, dear. God.
Who recently retired to the country for her health.
Oh that one.
Knocked her up.
I'm dreadfully embarrassed.
Well, Linton, have we been properly introduced?
Does he know who I am?
Oh, yes. Of course he does. He's already made one of you and beaten the shit out of him.
He does appear to recognise you.
Not while I'm facing in the other direction. okay. Lord Linton, what a surprise.
I didn't recognise you with my trousers on.
He wasn't wearing my trousers.
Oh, how splendid to see you here, old chap. You have a starring role tonight.
Can I spring at him?
You can. Give me an armed combat.
No.
So we get a bloody melee in a chicken blood-soaked room and the girls go to Fortnum and Mason.
Yes.
we have got a picnic
after
next
a good
door.
Night's sleep. Yeah, after a good night's sleep. And you lot come back. Well, maybe you don't come back.
And we'll see what happens. Okay.
Yeah. After dragging this tramp to one side, I can see I'm going to have to leap in and punch somebody. So I'll punch the first available face.
Well Thomas is going to discharge the blunderbuss in your well, specifically in your direction.
Wow. Some people really hold a grudge for a few weeks.
And roll 0-5.
Oh, I can't, not the face.
Who is he aiming for? Me or Zane?
Well, it's a blunderbuss.
Okay.
Cuts to the night watchman a few years hence saying, and the ghost of the headless captain is set to roam these lines.
So I've rolled 23 and a 30 for my dodge, so.
Oh, yes,
are you fully defending then? Because that means giving up your next action.
I'll give up my next action. Okay. I'm
one way or the other.
I'm down on the ground, basically as the buckshot goes over the head.
How about you, Zane?
I am going to attempt to dodge. I have no intention of attacking anyone. 20 under 50. Ooh. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. You both managed to avoid it. Hit the
deck.
You're slightly further out of the cone. You can hear things clattering past you, but you're not in immediate danger.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm on the other side of them.
Indeed.
Right, so I don't know which of them is nearest to me. Then you've launched yourself at one of them.
The older one was my intention.
Right. So I'm going to go for whoever's at the...
Probably the youngest. The youngest.
Well, I'll...
Looks like it's about 16, maybe.
I think a bit... I mean, with a chance. A bit of fisticuffs then, and that's... No, I've rolled 72, I've got 64.
So we've worked out the where, the when, and the why.
Yes.
Quite possible.
Yeah, we just haven't worked out the who.
Well, no, we have.
Well, we have now.
Oh, no, we hadn't beforehand until he turned up. But that was never going to be until
I suppose, really, Zane doing somebody's misses was always going to be the...
Yeah. We knew it was the why.
I mean, what does he benefit? I guess we can...
He gets to beat seven bells out of you
every guy
night.
Who cuckolded him, and his wife is now based... Has your child.
He was going to frame me for some horrific deviant.
Well, there's possibly that coming as well.
Yeah. Well,
I doubt it, unless he was going to turn his sons in.
You prefer to actually get the credit for these things rather than being framed.
Well, they dragged another tramp down.
So they're going to beat seven bells out of him as well.
Yeah.
Well, no, I think they're going to actually sacrifice him. I suspect it's not all chicken blood.
Mm. I'll just go around the table. What are you up to?
I would like to continue attempting to punch this elderly gentleman.
Okay.
Yeah, you've got to make your strength count.
26, yes.
So you've got the old guy, you've got the child.
You can go ahead.
It's not a child. 16. You could have been working in a factory for 10 years by now.
Okay, so 1d4 plus 1, but my damage bonus
not
is
even joking.
Is yeah, that's bonus. It.
Ah, okay, 1d4 plus 1. These 3.
Okay.
What's your strength bonus? Or do they not do strength bonus?
Unfortunately, bare hands is 1d4 minus 1, so with the plus 2, it's 1d4 plus 1.
Yes. Okay, well, still better than
that. Yeah, these sheets include that automatically. So.
Oh, right. Yes, do they?
Yes, because I
these
the
don't.
Code.
Right. I'm, that's right. I'll just write. I said, do they? Because I've realised I'm actually using a different sheet.
Yeah.
So.
I'm sure Dean has good reasons for this, but basically he produces either the completely non-form fillable sheets or the ones that are this weird new Adobe thing that you can only do with Adobe Reader.
Yeah.
So I can't even see.
Yeah.
Five so, problems. Sorry, my system is dead.
So yours is a D4 plus
one. D4 plus one, of course.
Yeah, but mine's just a D4.
Also strong.
Yes, despite being landed gentry, I have a chin, it seems.
And you're about to hit it,
Zane.
Well, I dodge, so I don't know if I can do anything else this round.
I'm sleeping soundly.
Yes. In the distance, there is a rattle gun, but yeah, it's all good.
Normal.
Right, so that's going to be a fairly poor roll. Yeah, the old bloke, Lord Henry, does not look in the best of nick, to be honest. He's doing his best to throttle you, but...
Me?
Yeah,
what
enough.
Did I do?
His wife.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dearie me.
Thomas has dropped the gun and is playing. Oh, I think he's going to go and engage you.
As you see the gurning, grimacing face at arm's length from you, you think, this brings back memories.
Oh, God.
Well, he does seem to be reasonably competent.
I'm sorry, I'm making contact.
So, bang, bang to you.
Right. I take another swing and give it up, lad. It'll go better for you if you surrender. Roll the 19.
Oh, it's not a 91.
No, red's always high.
Yeah, yeah.
See, that's how I can tell. As I said earlier, white's always high. And that is 4 points of damage.
Oh, okay. So he gets a bit beaten up, but.
Well, I'm, you know, a bit gentlemanly about this. And I suppose he is technically a gentleman as well.
Indeed.
I am not, so I'll attempt to punch this older gentleman in the solar plexus. He seems to be in charge, so, you know. Yes.
Not in the bedroom.
And then the bookseller said, I'll kick you in the nads, you bastard.
Fine. A meaty fist connects.
No, then
okay.
Zane also connected his fist with the...
He doubles over from that more than you think he would from the blow.
Ooh.
He looks as if he's in really very severe pain.
I think this explains the liver, you know.
Maybe he needs a new liver.
Mm. No, but I'm thinking of the tramp. If the tramp is transformed into Zane, the tramp might have the liver problem.
Ooh.
Oh, so it just externally transformed him, but kept his liver problem.
So he's failing to punch you because he's...
Lord Linton, really?
Excessive pain. So what are you going to do?
I will kick him in the balls.
Okay.
How dare you say I'm not a gentleman, sir? Take that.
98. That will be
kick
a...
Kick yourself in
that
the
That will be not a double.
Okay. That was a bad shot.
Give it up, you fellows.
Count it.
So
they're all still up, though. Lord Linton and Lord Henry is not in.
Can I just say the reminder, shooting into melee.
I'm not going to shoot into melee. I'm going to walk into melee and put my gun to his head.
I'm sorry.
Which of them?
The
Webley.
Well, yeah, probably the Webley. But and also, I'm thinking Lord Linton is probably the one who's in charge. Yes.
Okay.
I'll put my gun to his head. Do you want me to make a roll for this at all?
Intimidate, perhaps. Harangue, if you're doing that
one. I've got harangue, I guess. It's probably the better one. 83, though, over 52. So I'm
possibly been extremely distracted by the great pain that he is currently undergoing. So he is going to fall over.
Surrender.
Thomas, the son, is going to say, Father! And...
Is Thomas the one who I've just shot?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, that's all right. I'm trying to keep track of who
he's dropped the blood bloodlust.
Yeah.
Which obviously would be fine anyway.
It's a cat's weapon, that.
And Cedric is looking confused. Mm-hmm. As you punch him.
Well, is he going to surrender then?
But he doesn't seem to be actively trying to punch back right now.
Splendid. Well, I'll give him another blow to the nose if that's
97. I'm thrown a little by the fact he's not fighting back, which means I really oughtn't fight him. That's not done.
You pull your punch, obviously.
Apparently, before it even starts.
Can I attempt to restrain the middle gentleman?
Yeah. Probably unarmed combat, I think.
Look, that's enough of all this. Come on, give it up. 84. No, I failed to latch onto him.
It's a very warts and all fight.
Right, so what's the situation?
Two blokes and a fucker.
Nobody is currently trying to punch you.
Right, so the old guy is in fisticuffs with you.
The old guy is doubled over on the floor.
Right! Is this what you did to me last night, is it? Yeah, see how you like it, you rotten shit!
If you're trying to do that, I will interpose myself between you and him.
This is what he did to me!
Yes. You will be arrested, Professor.
Let me just get one in.
No.
Just one.
He's been dragged away, still kicking.
He's quite important, Professor.
You shit! I'll break your legs.
Oh dear.
Right,
As you're dragging him away, you notice the old guy is lying really very still.
Oh shite.
If I may examine him?
No, I'm gonna. Okay, I'm gonna, first aid. 9.
Oh, yes, yeah.
He has just had a fatal heart attack.
Should we congratulate his son on inheriting the title? I mean, that seems like the thing to do, doesn't it? Well done on the promotion, though.
TPR doesn't exist at this point, does it?
Correct.
No.
19, late, mid-40s.
Yeah. Give him some Thames water up there.
No, probably yeah. You'd maybe try to give him a shot of brandy. I can't think of what else we'd think.
Loosen his tie.
And you said anyone smelling salts? Is the malaise sort of breaking up at this point?
Yes.
Well, smelling salts if we got any.
I mean, if there's a free shot, I'm going to go and kick him.
I will say, I think the old man's had a heart attack.
Quite right, too.
Strain of his
absolute
wicked deeds, too much for him.
Seems like it.
Well.
Weak constitution, did he?
Stand down, young man.
He's saying walking into a wall.
I will turn to the next eldest, to the middle one,
Thomas.
And that's what you'll get. We'll see you hang for this, you bastards.
Shut up,
please, Professor.
I have been violated in the most intimate way.
These gentlemen,
just
are
like his wife,
somewhat your betters. There is a legal, lawful, and moral way that these things are done, and that is someone of my status can hit them, but you really shouldn't. We should get the constabulary in.
What happened? Tell us.
I think a full confession.
Tell you
to...
nothing.
If I might,
I'll tell you nothing.
Well, if I might suggest, I think it will probably be better for everyone if.
Shall we move out of it here? Shall we? Where's the nearest hospital?
One.
Charing Cross. Is there a hospital there?
I'm not sure where it is at this point because it's moved a few times.
Well, what about the hotel?
That seems a little unfair on the people trying to be admitted.
Where Alberta and Jane are staying, we could. The old guy had a heart attack.
We need one of us needs to run back to the night watchman and tell him to get a constable.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Maybe we don't want him to be found in here. It depends what do we want to happen and what do they want to happen.
I shall run across to the station hotel.
Mm-hmm.
What time is it? Am I able to knock up
it's
Jane?
It's
done enough of that.
Cool, possible in the morning.
If you try and knock me up, I will break your arms.
Jane?
Yes?
We encountered some of my old acquaintances down in the rooms. There's been a bit of an accident.
Yes, okay, I'll just get dressed.
Okay.
This is a really stupid question.
I'll wait outside.
There is actually a Charing Cross Hospital, more or less, nearby.
You can wake me up.
More or less,
Alberta.
We'll do. And the nearest police station?
Yes.
There's bound to be a Bobby out there. We've had a spot of murder. Cry blue murder.
Okay.
We found out who done it.
Is there any first aid I could
That's a,
it
a phrase I'm say. Saving for one of my books.
They came back. They came back then. I'll be they there shortly. They came back.
Right, so
I managed to subdue them.
I do think they need to be
combined with something stress.
They do need to be found here, I'm afraid, because they have to face what they've done. Let's face it, they'll probably get up a lot lighter. Yeah,
they
I mean,
well, now we know what's happened. I mean, something you know, we can be character witnesses alone.
Well, yeah, I mean, the thing is, you have to understand that while they get up lighter, it's a sort of more professionally done hanging. Because they have murdered at least one person.
Not that you really have a whole lot of evidence of that.
We'll say how
no, we
do
don't.
That.
But you know, that's not up to us. We need the police. We need them to.
It's a lord.
You know, admit there's a problem. I know it's a lord, and I know the person they murdered was a vagrant, and I know pretty much what happens that because I'm part of the system, and probably the local magistrate.
So maybe we should take it into our own fists.
Just what did?
Give them some old, you know, meaty,
is one
meaty
death
justice.
Not enough for
I'm
you?
Just going to make a sanity test because I
you
think technically I've just murdered the Lord. No, I'm not very good.
No,
don't
just
very, I'm not very
just
well
do to them difficult. What they did to me. Beat them.
They've done nothing to you.
They've done nothing.
Well,
to
they
you.
Thought it was me, or that they looked
they
like me.
Knew it wasn't you.
Why did you do it?
Because it was
why
fun.
Do you think?
Because you outraged,
why did you do it?
You outraged my father.
And so what was your plan? What, just to beat up a poor innocent, well, admittedly a traitor?
I suspect...
Oh, no, no, he was...
Was that a...
He was simply the price of admission.
And what was your plan from here, you vomitous bag of...
Well, tonight we were planning to take a heart, but apparently it was too late. And tomorrow, oh, well, that was for you in person. Because, after all, nobody really needs their kidneys, do they?
You rancorous, passive shit! And I'll hit him on the nose.
He's really at a loss when he hasn't got his thesaurus, isn't he?
Yeah. He's got a loss. He's had a loss with his.
Puts up a fist and blocks you.
I will...
Gentlemen, please.
I will restrain...
Let me out and can't do
I
my...
I'm it here. This is the murder room.
Yeah.
my honour is violated.
He is now, I take it, Lord... What's his name?
Linton.
Yeah, he is now the Lord Linton.
You would assume so.
I demand satisfaction.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, God, no, don't do that.
Feel free,
I will tell him
but it will not take place immediately.
Are you telling me I can't get no satisfaction?
No. I'm telling you can't get no satisfaction.
But you try.
But I try.
What do you tell the police?
We tell the police exactly what has happened. They'll come in, they'll see the situation, and we shall explain it. Obviously, a lord is going to tell the truth. And we tell the truth as we know it.
We came in here and discovered them dragging a vagrant for some purposes into a room with...
It's perfectly possible that the vagrant was coming in here... to share a picnic and look for a place to sleep.
Possibly.
He seems unharmed.
Why were we here?
We heard a commotion.
But why were we here at all?
We heard commotion.
But we were a very long way from anywhere from which...
No, we heard commotion. We were on the embankment.
That we paid the night watchman in the station to let us in.
We were carrying out research for Professor Zane's book...
Well, no, we were trying to find out.
Oh, does he do research for them now?
He could.
Now he's got assistance, yes. I think perhaps the best thing would be if I accompany Lord Linton and his son to the police and assist with their version of events. Just make sure that it's a nice, neutral version of events and that the chief constable is made aware of it.
And I'll shut up, shall I, Benji? I think that's generally what we normally prefer
well, we
at this point.
I'm sure you don't want to get the regiment involved.
Oh,
so
very much not. No. Very much not.
Then,
no.
When do we turn up?
No, probably about this point. You know, there will already be police on the scene.
Okay. Who's got the police?
We sent for the police.
The police who got closed down by...
Well... No, it would just be... It's going to have been, you know, a bobby nearby.
you know, whatever the nearest body is, he'll have been called in. Probably by somebody shouting there's been a murder, so he might...
That's why
is it rattles or whistles? It's not a rattle. So he'd have come in like a football supporter waving around.
You all know this turd will get off Scott. I'm sorry, madam. Miss?
Well, he's just... The person who was doing it to you, Zane, has just, unfortunately, passed away.
And Lord will get off scot-free. That's why the whole investigation was called off.
You're suggesting that he used his position in society to somehow influence that decision?
Of course.
Why, I've never thought of that. That's brilliant. This could open up a whole new area for me. Look, I'm going to go with him to the station and assure you we'll try to keep your name out of it. That's not entirely true. Of course, your name's going to be into it. It's basically about you. I'll try not to get you arrested and hanged.
It will be for the lady's benefit as well. Probably the lady is...
There is presumably, I'd say, staring at Lord Linton, the new Lord Linton, a perfectly logical and reasonable explanation for what's happened here, which I'm sure he will be explaining to the Chief of Police.
Well, indeed, I was obviously just showing my good friends the magical practices that I met as a small craft pilot in the late unpleasantness in the Americas.
Mm. Ah, the Americas evolved well.
That wasn't meant to be American.
Yes, we'll go with that, and everyone else can probably
go back to sleep.
I'm used to dealing with this sort of thing.
Well, I hope you've learned a lesson from this, Lord Linton.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, but can I point out one very important thing? This time it wasn't me. And then the captain will wander off.
Can I point out the fact that they've already closed down this investigation once? What's going to stop them doing it?
They have. They've closed down the investigation into the mysterious body, but this is obviously a completely different investigation.
As long as we make sure that the person who closed it down is aware of this before too much makes it
this is an investigation notes. Into the sad death of Lord Burton, who apparently was overstressed and high living for many decades, frankly.
He was clearly looking for some excitement, perhaps knowing that his end was near, and decided that this would be a little frisson. But it was a frisson too much.
Yeah. On the other hand, there is about to be a... you know, the current Lord Linton is about to have a new brother or sister, so what do you want?
Ah, the bastard Linton!
Well, half anyway.
And congratulations to Lord Linton on his unexpectedly swift ascension.
Technically, no relation at all.
Yeah.
Because obviously the lady is not his mother.
The lady is not his mother.
Yeah, he's about 15 years older than her for a start.
So he doesn't have to. And it's she's just as well not in the will.
Just as well this wasn't some time-travelling thing, otherwise it could have been.
It could have been
normally she would be the Dowager Lady Linton at this point.
I mean, that's not going
to
happen.
Even if she is going to outlive the current Lord.
Well, I'm going to suggest that she's, you know, there's no...
no harm done.
Nothing. Well, no harm done to her. I think we need to make sure that certain things are taken care of, one of them not being Zane.
Mm. You mean taken care of?
Yeah, I mean, you know, taken care of. Not, I'll try and stop any further attempts on your life, from other people at least. I mean, obviously from your intimate circle may feel the need to close around you at any point.
I mean, to be fair,
I
suspect about two or three of us will quietly talk to the new Lord Linton and ask him exactly. So how does this ritual work then? For
tell me, do you often invite people out to grouse shooting?
So what was their plan? Assuming we're wrapping up at that point.
Yes, so that is the first draft of Hepatic Portal.
Ooh, I love it.
Very nice.
Would a visit to Fortnum & Mason's delivered them to us?
Yes.
Yeah, well done.
Yeah, so the effect of the ritual is you sacrifice somebody, it summons a duplicate of the subject, possibly leaving psychic traces with the subject.
Mm-hmm.
Then the second ritual does an exchange of a vital organ.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had some fun kicking him nearly to death, but he had more resilience than they counted on and escaped.
That must have been awfully cathartic.
So they were sorting out the Lord's liver, and then they were going to fix his heart, and then they were going to come for me.
Well, the idea was that they were enjoying it so much that they were really planning to do it without the substitution.
Just do the real thing.
After all, he's going to miss him.
Wow.
Well,
thank you all.
Thank you.
I
mean, in a way, that was seeing all of our fantasies come true for a while, wasn't it?
Very high proportion of that story was just us. Honestly.
Well, you did have it coming.
Yeah.
So did she.
And. My lord, the prosecution has little to ask.
Speaking of